All right, guys, are you ready to record our demo for the record label so they sign Lizard Guts and we become the biggest band in the world?
Oh, yeah, dude, we're gonna be the biggest band ever. Let's rock out. I got the drums ready.
Wait, we're recording it in a voice memo on your phone?
How else we record it, Cody?
Yeah, it gives you that authentic mixtape sound, dude.
Okay.
All right, our first song for the demo is called MILFs.
Ooh, nice choice of song. I love MILFs.
Yeah, it's about hot moms.
What about hot dads?
Ew,
yeah, that's gross, Cody. Shut up. Yeah. All right.
Do you know you unplugged my cheese shredder?
My what?
My cheese shredder. I'm shredding cheese over here.
Yeah, you were shredding cheese, but you interrupted the entire song. You couldn't hear my vocals.
Yeah, dude. I was trying to rock out to you. You couldn't even hear my drums.
Guys, I'm like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arch nemesis. I'm the fucking shredder, okay? I'm shredding more than Tony Hawk.
I know you're shredding, Cody, but you need to calm down with the shredding because this song has no shredding, okay? It's all about MILFs. No shredding. You can't hear my vocals. You're making the song all about you.
Okay, but you're the only one singing.
Yeah, dude. I got a voice, too. I want to be heard.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll agree with you on that. I guess our first song for the demo should have all of us singing, and it shouldn't be about MILFs. It should be about our rock band, Lizard Guts.
No MILFs?
Yeah. Well, the MILFs will come in a minute, but we'll get the MILFs from our first song, Lizard Guts.
Mm, okay. I like that.
All right, so let me plug back in your shredder.
Thank you.
Your paper shredder, whatever you call it, and we'll record the next song. Okay, guys, with this song, we're gonna let the world know who the fuck we are. We're fucking Lizard Guts!
Yeah, we're Lizard Guts!
Lizard Guts!
Alright.
Sound like we're fucking Lizard Guts?
Yeah, we're fucking Lizard Guts!
Yeah, we're fucking Lizard Guts.
No, see, but that's the thing. It sounds like we are having sex with a lizard's guts.
See, that's what I thought I heard.
Well, no, it's we're fucking Lizard Guts. The name of our band's Lizard Guts. We're telling people who the fuck we are.
Yeah, but when you said that, didn't you hear it? We're fucking Lizard Guts? How that sounds bad?
Yeah, it kind of sounds weird. You didn't hear it, dude?
I mean, now that you're pointing out that it sounds like we're fucking Lizard Guts, it sounds like we're fucking Lizard Guts, but we're fucking Lizard Guts.
Yeah, it sounds like we are having sex with a lizard's guts.
No, we're not having sex with lizard guts. People know we're not having sex with lizard guts. That's gross.
Dude, we're not going to get MILFs if they think we're having sex with lizards.
Oh, okay, well, we're not having sex with lizards. Okay. No one thought we were having sex with lizards.
I don't know. You're kind of giving off the impression that we're having...
No one thought we were having sex with lizards, so Cody brought up we're fucking lizard guts.
Even at the beginning of the song, you talk about taking your pants off.
Because I got lizard guts on my pants. I stepped on the lizard.
Well, I don't know what that has to do with the rest of the song.
Because I'm telling the origin of why we call ourselves lizard guts, because I stepped on a lizard and his guts went everywhere. I got on my pants and took them off. Yeah, they went pants on my lizard guts on my pants.
I just don't think that should be part of the song.
Right. That's what I was thinking, dude. I thought we were bending over lizards.
Well, no, you never thought we were bending over lizards. You knew who we were talking about, who the fuck we are, and then Cody decides to put that gross image in everyone's mind.
I just don't think we should phrase it like we're fucking lizard guts. That doesn't sound good.
Okay, so we're supposed to say we're lizard guts?
Maybe.
Okay, but it doesn't flow right. We need a word between we're and lizard guts. We're frickin' lizard guts? Would that be better?
It's not very metal, no.
Okay, we're fucking lizard guts. How about this? If we just had a logo for our band showing that we're lizard guts, and it doesn't show that we're humping lizards, nobody's gonna think that.
Yeah, you're right.
Alright, so everyone go draw their own version of the Lizard Guts logo, and we'll take a group vote of whose drawing's the best.
Okay.
Alright, I'll do that. Okay, did everyone do their drawing? Mine's the best, so we're gonna save mine for last.
Okay, well, I guess I'll go first. It's pretty standard stuff, you know, just the word lizard guts, squishing a lizard's guts out.
That is actually really good, Jody.
Damn, that's sick.
Well, thank you, guys.
All right, Joseph, what's yours?
I don't want to go, dude.
No, come on, Joseph. We want to see it.
Yeah, show us.
No, I don't want to show mine.
We're all supposed to make one, and we all group vote who's the best. Let's see yours.
Cody already won, Cody.
No, Cody, not win. You haven't seen mine.
I'm sure yours is good.
Yeah, let's see yours, Joseph.
All right. Here, that's mine.
Wow. Cool, buddy.
That's just... cool.
Yeah, that's great.
See, that's why I didn't want to show y'all mine.
No. It's actually really good. Like that's the lizard. And...
yeah, and I like his tongue.
Yeah,
it's not like... Wait, that's his guts.
Oh.
What?
That's not his tongue?
No, his guts were starting to come out. Lizard guts.
Oh.
That would be lizard tongue.
Well, hey, he's green. That's cool.
Man, fuck y'all.
I thought that was his tongue. Like now it is bad if that's not
yours. No,
it
is yours.
You guys want to see mine?
Mine's bad.
Behold.
Okay, now, Junior, this is kind of the opposite of what we...
What are you talking about? Like, his guts are coming out of his mouth. It spells lizard guts, and there's me squishing them?
Dude, no. You're humping that lizard.
Yeah, Junior, you're humping his fucking guts.
No, I'm not. I have him in a chokehold.
No, you're
penetrating it. That's doggy style.
That's lizard style.
Oh, no, guys, I have him in a chokehold. I'm squeezing the guts out of his throat. Look at that.
No, you are fucking that lizard.
I'm squeezing his anus out of his mouth.
No, guys, he is... I'm riding the lizard, not riding him.
Yeah, you're right.
No, I'm not. Come on, fucking lizard guts. I have him in a chokehold, and I'm squeezing his throat, and his guts are coming out spelling lizard guts.
I mean, I like the words. I just don't like how you're getting them out by, like, fucking them.
I'm not fucking them, Cody. I'm not doing that. This is not... Okay, what else? Well, how would you do it? How would you have done it?
Oh, well, I would just have, like, a giant foot crushing him, because that's what you said in the story, right? You crushed him?
Yeah.
I am crushing him with my body weight.
You stomped on him, right?
With his penis. Not bad.
What? I think you should be stomping on it, if anything.
Okay, fuck. I'll change it. Okay, guys, I fixed it. Big old foot crushing a lizard.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Big ass foot. Ooh, you know I like feet, bro. Wait. Is that a dude's foot? Ew, why didn't you put a girl's foot? You know, a pedicure one.
Oh, well, this was supposed to be my foot, but now you're saying, oh my god, I should have done Margot Robbie's foot.
Oh, dude,
that
yes.
would have been so hot. People with the toes, guys, the pink toes.
I feel like you guys are missing the point.
What? No, we need feet on the poster. People love feet.
No, Joseph, he's right. We're missing the point. The whole point is we're supposed to have a cool drawing for our band, and that was my foot crushing the lizard, and his guts are coming out spilling the name of the band. So let's vote who had the best drawing. Mine, Cody's. Or Joseph's.
I mean, obviously, I like mine.
I like the feet.
Yeah, I like mine, too. So you're outvoted 2-1. We're going mine. Meh.
Okay, I guess we'll use that one.
What, you're not going to fight for your drawing, Cody?
No, I'm outvoted, and you're not fucking it anymore.
So. What? I was never fucking it, Cody. I was had it in a chokehold, and then his guts were coming out spelling it. I had him in a chokehold.
Dude, all we needed is a leash and some baby oil. You would definitely be at a freak off.
You guys are just upset because I didn't add you. If I would have added all three of us, would you have been happy?
Yeah, no, I don't want to be part of a lizard train.
Yeah. What,
lizard train?
Yeah, it's not our band.
Well, no, we're not running a train. I hate you guys. You guys are stupid. But look, we're going with my drawing. And while we were doing our drawings, I emailed the little snippet sample of the song to a record label. And they actually said they liked the song. And they said they wanted to come over and speak to us because they have some questions about our morals.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, we get rich.
That must be him. All right, guys. Hey, Joseph, grab the drawing and let's go talk to the guy.
Okay, dude.
Hello?
Hey there. Is this where I can find the band Lizard Guts?
Yeah, you're looking right at him and we're ready to negotiate, so come on in.
Well, we're not quite there yet, but I'll come in and ask you a few questions.
All right, come on.
Well, boys, I heard the song you sent me and I have a few questions.
Are you wondering how we shred so much?
That's me shredding.
No, it's not that. I'm just wondering if you...
How much money we want for our first contract?
Because we want 7 zeros. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
In American money.
No, that's not it. I was wondering if you boys, fuck lizards' guts.
What?
No, we do not.
Well, in the song, well, I'll just play it.
We're fucking lizard guts. We're fucking lizard guts. We're fucking.
Do you hear that? You said you're fucking lizards' guts, and then in the background you say, we're fucking.
See, I told you people gonna think we have sex with lizards.
We do not have sex with lizards. When I'm saying we're fucking lizard guts, I'm saying we are fucking lizard guts.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem.
Well, no. Our band name is Lizard Guts, and I'm telling people who the fuck we are. It's like if SpongeBob said, I'm SpongeBob fucking square pants.
Yeah, it would sound like he was fucking square pants.
No.
You're confusing people, dude.
Lizard Guts, our band is called Lizard Guts, and Joseph, show him the drawing. Oh. This drawing will clear any confusion. Yeah. Joseph, the drawing.
Yeah, this drawing is definitely gonna clear it up.
Well, it certainly clears it up. You're humping that lizard's guts out.
Wait, Joseph, you grabbed the wrong drawing?
Dude, my bad. I got confused. I didn't mean to grab that one.
It's supposed to be a foot.
You're fucking a foot?
No, a foot is supposed to be smashing the lizard. I'm not supposed to be choking it. I mean, it's in a chokehold, by the way. I'm not humping it.
He's definitely not penetrating it. He wouldn't do that.
I have clothes on. How can I be penetrating it? Listen, it's supposed to be a foot crushing the lizard with his guts coming out. That's what it's supposed to be.
Well, Ozzy Osbourne did bite a bat's head off on stage, so I suppose if you boys fucked a lizard, that could sell tickets.
We're not trying to fuck lizards on stage. That's gross. People aren't going to want to listen to us if we do that.
I think they might be expecting it after that song, but hey, I'll tell you what. I hit this iguana with my car on the way here. If you boys just take turns on it, I'll get a preview of what the show will be like.
We're not gonna bang a lizard. Joseph, you bang a lizard?
What the? No, I'm not banging a lizard. I want to bang Mills, not lizard.
Cody, will you bang a lizard?
I'm not banging that lizard.
Okay. I will attempt to bang it. I don't know how you...
Dude. Really?
I don't think so, kid. This isn't gonna work. I don't think people are gonna want to see this. It's just gross.
Well, no, can you stop it?
Have some self-respect, Junior.
Yeah, damn, they got a little dignity. Come on, what's wrong with you? Jesus. Get off the fucking lizard!
Summer school's gonna suck.
God, it's so depressing in here. There's nothing on the walls.
Yeah, it reminds me of my room at home.
Hey, Mikey, can I stay right there so I can be near my friends?
No! I stay in butts! Go find your own seat!
Come on, Mikey, we don't even like you.
Well, that's too bad!
Sorry, Freddy.
It's okay.
Wait, why don't we just move seats?
There's no other seats.
Is it okay if I sit here with you guys?
Sure. Oh, man, Annabelle. Summer school's gonna suck, but at least I'm here with you.
Did we really have to sit with the nerds?
Yeah, unfortunately. But if any of them talk to you, I'm gonna punch them in the face. You got that, nerds? If you talk to my girlfriend, I'm gonna punch you in the face.
I'm scared.
You should be.
Finally! My favorite time of the year! Summer school! Oh, I love that sound! Oh, it's music to my ears. It's like ASMR. Oh, you know why you idiots are in this class during summer school? Because you're dumb! Dumb as hell! And your parents don't love you. Neither do I. And you know why this class looks like a prison? Because you're a prisoner in it. Welcome to my hellhole. And if you try to escape, you're gonna end up like my little buddy here, Jason. Oh, he was such a sweet kid. Oh, poor Jason. Oh, he came to summer school every year. Every year. And then he finally decided to hang himself. Because it was better than being here. So, we got plenty of work for you guys to do. Many books for you to read. So enjoy yourself in my hellhole. I will be enjoying myself at the beach. Toodles.
Oh, Principal Sadek, I actually wanted to talk to you before I started teaching.
What is it?
Well, you see, are you sure there's no one else that can teach summer school? I mean, someone other than me. There's a lot of things I wanted to do this summer.
But these stupid kids failed because of you. So your punishment is to teach in this class for all of summer school.
But they're not even all my students. See?
Oh, I wasn't looking at the students. I was looking to see if I had a fuck to give. And I don't! So get a teaching or you're fired!
Alright, class. Welcome to summer school. Now, class, I don't want to be here any more than you do. But it's all your fault! If you were just smart enough to pass your own grade, you wouldn't be here right now. And I would be on a beach slipping pina coladas with Enrique!
You're cheating on my dad?
Mikey, I was never in a relationship with your father. I was in a tight spot and I needed money.
My father! Said he paid money to get into your tight spot!
Mikey, hush! Alright, class. Today is Friday. We started summer school on a Friday to ruin my weekend. But also, class, today is June 14th, which is also Flag Day.
Flag Day?
Yeah, Flag Day.
Oh, I thought she said something else. I was like, they have the whole month already.
And since it's Flag Day, I thought it'd be a fun assignment for you all to design your own flag. Like, pretend the American flag never existed, and that you're Betsy Ross designing a flag for America. Now, keep in mind, students, there's 50 stars on our flag to represent the 50 states. And there's 13 stripes on our flag to represent the 13 original colonies. Keep that in mind.
Oh, man, guys, it's gonna be so much fun. What's your flag gonna look like, Joseph?
Oh, dude, I know how to fix America. All they gotta do is put me in charge.
Well, I got big plans for mine. Big plans.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My noodle is rattling.
Well, don't copy off me, guys, because my flag is gonna be crazy.
Nobody's gonna copy off you, Mikey.
Oh, I know which one I want to do. It's going to be insane. So, Cody, who's Betsy Ross?
She made the American flag.
She's made every single American flag?
No, she just made the first one.
Oh, so doesn't she make, like, cooking pots?
No, that's Betty Crocker, not Betsy Ross.
Oh, so she had, like, a cooking show?
No, that's Rachel Ray. It's not even close.
So then who had the talk show?
That's Oprah Winfrey.
So what did Betsy Ross do?
She made the first American flag.
Then why can't Aunt Jemima make surf anymore?
That's what I'm saying, dude. Nobody's talking about that. Show my girl some respect. Put on a 50-cent piece or something.
What time is it? Oh, time's up, class! Class, I'm gonna call you up one by one to present your flags in front of the rest of the class.
Oh, Molly, can I show mine first?
Yes, Patrick, come up first.
Yay! Okay, Mommy, I made this super cool Spider-Man flag.
Oh, dear God, Patrick, why did you choose the red background and the white circle? I mean, where's blue for Spider-Man?
You said time was up. I didn't have time for blue.
Well, honey, I think your flag might hurt some people's feelings.
Who, the Green Goblin?
Yes, it might hurt his feelings, so we should throw your flag away.
But it's Spider-Man.
I know, but you should go sit down and throw your flag away.
Do I pass?
Yes, you get an A for effort.
Yay, Spider-Man!
Bully, why don't you come up next?
All right, Teach. I wanted to make a flag that strikes fear into the hearts of nerds.
Oh, well, what does this represent?
It represents me taking your lunch money. See, that's my fist, and that right there is your lunch money, and that's me taking it.
Well, that's not very nice, Bully.
I don't give a shit. I want to live in a country where people give me their lunch money, and
and I currently do.
Okay, why don't you go sit down?
Okay, but first, give me your lunch money.
What?
Give me your lunch money!
Oh, okay, okay, just leave me alone. Go sit down. Oh, who's next?
I'll go next.
Oh, Freddy, now that's very interesting. Why don't you tell us about your flag?
So I put a poop on my flag because that's what I do with my pants. And the yellow represents pee because that's what I also do with my pants.
Freddy, that's disgusting. Oh, I'm so sorry, Freddy. I didn't mean that. I mean, maybe we should work on potty training this year.
Okay.
Okay, why don't you go sit down? And Annabelle, why don't you come up next? All right, Annabelle, let's see what... Oh, dear God, what is going on here? I love my boyfriend? Oh, okay, well, what does this have to do with America? My boyfriend lives in America, and I love him. Okay, Annabelle, why don't you just go sit down? Cody, why don't you come up next? Oh, wow, Cody, now that's a nice flag. Good job.
Thank you. I think it speaks for itself.
It certainly does. There's so many colors. What, you couldn't decide which one was your favorite?
What do you mean?
Well, it's just so colorful. You have so many different colors.
Well, yeah, you know what month it is, right?
Yes, it's June.
Yeah, and what's special about June?
Oh, I get it, Cody. It's summer. These are all the colors you see in summer. And sometimes you see rainbows in summer, too.
Yeah, a lot of rainbows. More than normal, actually.
Well, this is just great, Cody. Good job.
Yeah, it's the pride flag.
Oh, you are so proud of your flag. I love that, Cody.
No, I mean, it's the LGBTQ flag.
Cody, that is not how you say the alphabet. Go sit down. This is why you're in summer school.
God damn it, I hate it here.
Mikey, get up here and we'll get you over with.
Yeah. Mine's the best!
Oh, dear God, what is going on here?
I drew a picture of me crying because my dad won't stop drinking.
Mikey, you were supposed to draw a flag.
But this is a flag!
You were supposed to draw a flag that represents America.
Well, I live in America, and my dad won't stop drinking, and there's a lot of people in America who had the same problem.
Well, I guess you're right, Mikey. Good job. Go sit down.
Yay!
Junior, come up here next.
Oh, man, she's gonna love mine.
Oh, wow, Junior, look at that flag. Why don't you tell us about it?
Okay, so I drew a dinosaur holding a cheeseburger on a McDonald's rocket flying through space.
That's truly amazing, Junior. Now, can you tell us why that represents America to you?
Well, I'm pretty sure 100 million years ago, dinosaurs lived in America.
Well, Junior, 100 million years ago, America didn't exist.
But the land that makes America existed, and I'm pretty sure a few dinosaurs stepped on this land.
Okay, I see your point. Continue.
And America invented McDonald's, and we also have rockets, and we have cheeseburgers, and we also have been to space.
Well, Junior, I think you have the best flag so far. Good job. Go sit down.
Yeah, suck that, Betsy Ross, and your cooking show.
Joseph, why don't you come up here next?
I'm gonna show you how America really supposed to look.
Oh, wow, Joseph. Now that's an interesting flag.
Yeah, this is how the American flag's supposed to look.
Oh, well, why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, see, the American flag was a little too white for me. It was 50 white stars, 6 white stripes. We had to throw a little color on that bitch. Yeah, add some black to that hole. Now it looks good. You know how black is superior. We make the best food, the best music, and we have the best athletes.
Oh, yeah, that's very true, Joseph. You make some excellent points.
Yeah.
Good job. Why don't you go sit down? All right, I think that's everybody. Oh my. That's an empty desk. Oh, do we have a missing student? Oh, I better call Principal Steinbeck.
Huh, I wonder who the missing student's supposed to be.
Principal Steinbeck? Yes, I noticed there was an empty desk, and I was wondering if someone was skipping summer school.
Flying on a fucking plane! Is someone skipping summer school?
Who's skipping my class? Did you
say
someone's skipping my class?
No one skips my class.
Well, there's an empty desk in the corner!
Empty desk? Who is that?
Oh, no, let me check the roll! Hey, Jeffy! The student's name is Jeffy!
Jeffy!
Oh, Mervin, I'm so excited to go to Hawaii for summer vacation and learn how to surf.
Yeah, I can't wait to get sunburn on my bald head.
Oh, coconut tits.
Jeffy, don't say stuff like that.
Well, that's what they do. They put coconuts on their tits. I don't know why they do that. Oh, almond joy dick, covered in chocolate with coconut in the center. Shit.
Jeffy, stop saying stuff like that. I don't understand how you passed school by being that dumb.
What did they? Take a look at my report card again. All A's.
Yeah, I see the all A's. We understand. You're really smart. Let's just go to the airport.
Jeffy! Where are ya?
What was that noise?
Sounds like someone broke in!
Jeffy!
Wait, Jeffy, isn't that your principal from school?
Yeah, he probably came by and said that I did a good job getting all A's on my report card.
Your son is skipping summer school. No one skips my summer school!
Wait. Jeffy doesn't need to go to summer school. Look, he got all A's on his report card.
Wait, let me see this. You really can't see this? He changed his F into an A with a crayon!
Wait, he didn't do that. Wait a minute. Oh, you goober! You goofball! You pulled a fast one on me!
Guilty is charged on the fast one.
Oh!
What about our vacation?
We can't go because look at this! Look at this goober!
Well, first of all, I say we still go on vacation because I'm 19 and fuck that noise.
No, it's against the law. You can't skip my summer school class!
Well, the law can suck the all-encompassing area between my ballsack and my asshole.
You're going to summer school!
Oh my god!
Get in there! I don't think you guys heard me the first time. No one gets to skip my summer school class. The next one that tries, I guarantee you, I will hunt you down like a tiger and kill you with my own paws. You got that? Hmm?
All right, class. Well, that does it for our first day of summer school. And you heard the principal. None of us get to skip summer school. Not you and not even me. So I guess I'll see you Monday and the day after that and the day after that and all summer long.
Wow, guys. The first day of summer school wasn't bad. We got to color all day.
Yeah, pretty chill, dude.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all.
You little bitch, don't take it off his ass. Yeah,
this is
our
block, bitch. Hey, Jeffy. Okay, it's okay. We can be a canine unit. Just get in the car.
What happened to your legs?
What do you mean? I've never had legs.
Oh, okay. I was gonna ask that.
Yeah.
Jeffy, get in the f***ing car.
I was sniffing your butt for drugs, Daddy G.
This mac and cheese looks good, but I want to make it a little spicy. Good thing I went online and ordered some Colombian paprika. Ooh, come in with your delicious looking ass. I know this is gonna be good. Pop that off and get the pulling. I didn't know paprika was this green though. Woohoo, it's gonna be delicious. Oh man, that looks so delicious. Who can cook better than Pee-Pee? Nobody can. Oh, Junior, you stupid brat friends, your mac and cheese is ready.
Oh man, guys, I can't wait to eat mac and cheese. What is this?
Green mac and cheese?
I think it's green beans.
I don't like my green beans better.
That's a bad Jeffy impression, Joseph.
I know.
Chef Pee-Pee, you said you made us mac and cheese, not green beans.
It's not green beans, stupid. It's mac and cheese with Colombian paprika in it.
Paprika isn't green.
Green mac and cheese? That's so cool.
Yeah, dude, who cares? Maybe it's good for you.
Yeah, maybe since it's green like a vegetable, it'll actually be good for us. Let's eat it, guys. I don't feel good.
That was some pretty shit mac and cheese, Junior.
Yeah, I don't think Chef Pee-Pee should use paprika next time.
I don't think that was paprika.
Oh, dude, I got the bubble guts. Oh, my stomach. I gotta poop.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Oh, no, me three.
I'm gonna go lay down on the couch.
Me too. Guys,
come back! I can't move!
What's wrong, Joseph?
Dude, I can't move my arms or my legs! Oh, am I paralyzed? Oh, dude, I'm paralyzed!
Hold on, I'll just drag you. Whoa, Joseph, what the fuck?
What the hell's wrong with my arms?
Why are you stretchy?
I don't know, dude!
Come on, I'll just drag you. Junior, you gotta see this shit. Joseph's all stretchy.
What?
Whoa, Junior, you're green.
I'm green?
Yeah, you look like the Incredible Hulk or the Jelly Green Giant or something.
Dude, that's cool as hell and all, but I'm over here paralyzed and stretchy.
Yeah, look, he's stretchy.
But why is he so stretchy?
I don't know, but am I gonna be paralyzed forever?
Yeah, I think so, Joseph.
Oh, no!
Relax, I'm just pulling your leg.
That was a good-ass joke, dude, with your lame ass.
Well, wait a minute. Guys, Do you think there's a possibility that we have superpowers? Three of us?
Yeah, I think we have superpowers three of us.
All three of us might have superpowers because Joseph's stretchy and paralyzed, and I'm just green, that's all I am.
Well, maybe if you get really mad, you, like, turn into the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, make me mad.
Well, you're an idiot and your bib looks stupid.
That's dumb. That's not gonna make me mad, Cody.
You ain't got no mama.
Okay, wait a minute. I ain't got no mama. Mm-hmm. You ain't got no mama. You ain't got no daddy. You wear a stupid basketball shirt. You'll never make the NBA, especially since you're paralyzed now. And you're broke. Broke boy. Am I the Incredible Hulk?
No, you're just mean. You're just a big green meanie.
Just hurt my feelings. If I could walk, I'd just run away.
Okay, wait a minute. So you're just telling me my superpower is just being green?
Yeah, maybe you could get a job as a background character for movies being a green screen.
Well, you don't even have a power, Cody. What's your power?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what my power is.
You don't have a power. He doesn't have a power. He doesn't have a power. You don't got a power. Look at him. Look, he ran away. He couldn't handle that. He didn't have a power.
I would run away if I ain't have power.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about? I'm right here.
Cody, where you at?
Where's lame ass at?
I'm right in front of you guys.
You're behind the couch, aren't you?
You're trying to hide.
Guys, I'm right here.
Wait. Cody, are you invisible?
Wait a minute. I'm invisible?
No way you got a power like that and I'm over here paralyzed as hell.
Wait, that means you guys can't see me.
Where you at, Cody? Wait. What are you doing to my shorts?
Let me see it, Junior. Is it green? Did it get bigger?
Get off me, Cody.
Oh, hey, dude. What? I feel something. What is it?
Guys, Joseph's balls are so stretchy.
Get him off me. Get him off me.
Get off of him, Cody.
Don't touch me, Junior.
Well, you don't touch us.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, guys. We have to be serious. Look. We ate that green mac and cheese. Joseph is stretchy and paralyzed. Mm-hmm. I'm just green. And Cody, you're invisible. Right? Right, Cody? Cody? Where'd he go?
I don't know. I'm paralyzed.
Cody? Where'd you go, Cody? Cody!
Oh, man. Now I gotta clean up this mess? God.
Ooh.
Wait. What was that?
Chef Phoebe.
Wait, is that a ghost? Oh, no!
Chef Phoebe, it's me.
Wait, let go of me! Let my ass go! Uncle Philip, is that you? Stop it, please! I thought you were dead!
No, it's me, the ghost of Michael Jackson.
Whoa, wait, Michael Jackson? The Michael Jackson in my kitchen? Pee-Pee's kitchen? No way! Oh, I thought you'd be at a kid's house or something.
Well, I can just kind of come and go wherever I want.
Oh, that's pretty hard. But prove it! You're not Michael Jackson!
Billie Jean is not my lover.
Oh, man! That's really Mike! Mike really in my kitchen! Oh, he knows how to sing a song!
Yeah, it's really me.
Wait. Hey, I got a question. Are you black or white Michael Jackson in heaven?
Up here, I can be whichever one I want. I switch back and forth.
Ooh, that's pretty hard. You got skills, my nigga. Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm here for a reason, Chef Pee-Pee. You want to get into heaven, right?
Yeah.
I need you to bend over.
Wait, what? What the hell are you talking about, Mike? You wildin', my boy.
Well, you know all that stuff about me diddling people?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, well, all of that was true. I honestly don't know how they even let me into heaven. But me and God are really tight because he's a big Thriller fan. So he lets me decide who gets into heaven. So I need you to bend over.
Oh, Mike, come on, Mike.
I mean, usually I, beat it, just beat it, but, nothing beats the real thing, right? So, I really need this.
Damn, Mike. I don't know, Mike. Look, you a ghost and all, so maybe I won't feel it or anything like that.
No, you're gonna feel it.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Mike. Look, you're Michael Jackson, so I understand. You're famous and all, and you're a ghost, and I want to get into heaven, so... Only for heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Cody, where did you go?
Hey, Junior.
But Cody, where did you go?
I just went downstairs for a piece of ass. Cake. Cake.
I didn't know Chef Phoebe had cake in the kitchen.
Oh, Chef Phoebe's got a lot of cake. Fudge.
Well, I want a piece of the cake.
I don't think he's gonna give it to you. Not unless you're like Michael Jackson or some shit.
What?
I don't know, Junior, but I'm telling you, this is the best superpower I've ever had. A little bit better than when I could transform into things.
Well, listen, Cody, this is a serious problem. We gotta figure out what's going on. So turn visible and get back on the couch.
Okay.
All right, guys, we gotta find a way to fix this.
Fix this? I'm having the time of my life over here.
Glad you're having a blast, dude, while I'm over here planking all day.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Cody, you're the only one... Wait, why are you shirtless?
Oh, well, being invisible makes you really hot, and I was getting overheated. I don't even know why I took my shirt off. Chef Pee-Pee couldn't even see my abs.
What?
I mean, when I was eating cake. And I was eating cake from behind.
Well, listen, I think we need to call a doctor, because look at Joseph. He has no bones, and if he had bones, then his stretches would actually be... Cody, where'd you go?
No, don't worry. I'm here.
Cody, why'd you turn invisible?
Don't worry about it. It's fun to be invisible. Just keep talking.
Okay.
The fuck?
Cody, put it away.
Okay.
Listen, Joseph, if Joseph actually could move, his stretchiness would be a really cool power.
I know.
And me being green, I have to be more than just green.
Right.
So I think if we call a doctor, maybe he can fix the little tiny things that are wrong with us, like what's wrong with your head, right, Cody?
What are you talking about?
There's something mentally wrong with you because you're using your invisible for bad.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I'm going to call a doctor. You stay right here, okay, Cody?
Okay, I'm staying right here.
Okay.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? You're green.
Yeah, doctor. Me and my two friends need help.
Wait, two friends? I only see one. Ooh. What the hell was that?
It's me, the ghost of Macho Man Randy Savage.
Macho Man? You are my childhood hero.
Yeah, well, Macho Man needs you to bend over and give me them ass cheeks.
But why, Macho Man?
Well, you want to get into heaven, don't you?
Well, yeah, of course I do.
Then I get you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of playtime. I'm going to give you the cream of my crop.
Okay, Mr. Randy Savage.
Cody, knock it off.
Yeah, chill out, dude.
What, Cody?
Yeah, our friend Cody's invisible.
Sorry about that. I had to try. Well, I understand I do have a dumpy, but still, using Macho Man just to get some ass is pretty low.
Listen, doctor, me and my two friends, we ate green mac and cheese, and now we all have superpowers.
Well, he's invisible, but what are your powers?
Well, Joseph,
I'm a vegetable.
Well, listen, he's really stretchy. Stretch his arm.
Oh, let me see. Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Well, what's your power?
Oh, me? I'm a...
He's green, so he's useless.
I'm green.
Being green is not a power.
Well, it is a power. Look, it always happens this way. I start off with a really lame power, and then at the end, I have the coolest power of them all.
Well, what's your cool power?
I don't know yet. That's why you're here, because we were seeing if you could possibly give Joseph bones so he could walk around and be stretchy.
I can't just give him bones.
Well, can you please give me a wheelchair or something, nigga? Damn.
No, wheelchairs are expensive.
Well, can you do a blood test and find out what superpower I have?
There's no blood test for superpowers. Your friend's invisible. I'm assuming you guys have powers.
So then what should we do, doctor?
Well, if I was you guys, I'd go fight crime.
Fight crime? You want to fight crime, Joseph?
How am I supposed to fight crime and I can't move, dude?
Cody, you want to fight crime? Cody? Come on, Cody, where'd you go?
I'm just kidding. I'm right here, guys.
Oh, thank God. You think we should fight crime, Cody?
Yeah, let's go lick some bad guy ass.
What?
Kick some bad guy ass.
Okay.
All right, let's go kick some butt.
Who's gonna, like, drag me there or something?
Oh, I got you, buddy.
Okay, finally.
La 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 la, just walking outside alone with my purse with lots of money in it.
Hey, give me your purse!
Oh, no, don't take my purse!
I'm taking it!
Unhand her, fiend.
And who are you supposed to be?
Yeah.
I'm Green Man.
Okay, what are your powers?
I call my friends for help. Cody, throw Joseph at him.
Okay.
He was supposed to hit you.
Well, he didn't. So what are you going to do now, you booger?
Ooh.
Oh, what is that? Is that a ghost?
It's me, the ghost of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Give her a purse back or I'm going to terminate your ass cheeks.
Oh, no. What is he doing to me?
Give her a purse back.
There you go. You can have it. Make him stop, please.
You guys are fucking weird.
Cody, please stop.
I'm almost dead. Hold on.
Make him stop.
Joseph, your foot fell off.
I know, dude. You yanked too hard.
Okay. Well, guys, we saved that lady's purse.
I saved that lady's purse. Arnold Schwarzenegger isn't even dead. I can't believe that guy just bent over.
I don't think he willingly bent over, Cody.
Okay, well, maybe you're right. But he was a bad guy, so it's only fair. You know, an eye for an eye or a hole for a hole.
Cody, you need to start using your powers for good.
Oh, it was good. It was real fucking good.
No, Cody, you should start doing good deeds with your invisible powers.
Okay, like what?
You could help old ladies carry their groceries.
Okay, and when some old lady sees her groceries floating next to her, that's going to scare the shit out of her.
Okay, you could walk around Walmart like a secret shopper and make sure people aren't stealing.
A secret shopper? Okay, I'll just go to Walmart and walk around and do the same job as a security camera.
Okay, you could ride on airplanes and, people can't see you so you can see if they're going to try to hijack the plane.
That's called an air marshal and it already exists. And it's actually probably better that they are visible because it scares people into not doing that.
Okay, well, you could ride around in taxis in New York City and make sure they're not overcharging people for rides.
Junior, face it, the only thing you can do with invisibility powers is bad shit. Like, I could rob banks. I could go anywhere I want in the entire world. I could go after the president if I wanted to.
Okay, I'm not gonna let you kill the president.
I never said anything about killing him. You know what I'm gonna do to him.
Well, I can't let you do that.
What is this stance you're doing?
It's the I'm about to kick your ass stance.
Okay, well then do it then, green boy.
Oh, you're not gonna like this.
What is that? What are you doing?
I was hoping I had, like, Spider-Man webs.
Well, you don't.
Okay, how about this?
Now what are you doing?
I was hoping a bunch of bumblebees would fly out of my mouth.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, how about...
Oh, is that laser eyes? We already did laser eyes.
You're right. Ooh, how about this?
Is that the stanky leg?
No, I'm trying.
Dude, it's hard watching you from here.
Hold on, you're about to see my power!
What? Why are you jumping?
I was hoping I had, like, super leapfrog.
Super leapfrog?
Like I could jump like a frog, like super high.
Could have said that the first time.
Listen, I'm trying to find my powers. Look, I'm like Deadpool. My powers are gonna mutate, and you guys are gonna be so jealous.
Face it, Junior. You're just a miserable little no mama, no powers having ass bitch.
You take that back.
No, it's true, Junior. Whenever Jeffy came around, you were old hat. Nobody cared about Junior videos anymore. Just look at the views on those Jeffy videos.
That's it, Cody. You took it too far. You think my video views are bad? What about Cody videos? What about Ken videos? Nobody even gives a shit about Ken and whatever happened to Timmy. Remember that? Nobody gave a fuck about that. You want to talk about my views? You want to talk about Jimmy? We were doing just fine. We wouldn't have gotten sued, but Jimmy would have got killed long. That was not it!
Yeah, it's me! God, it hurts. Oh, everywhere.
Ow, 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 ow,
everywhere
in my mouth.
Oh, God, that hurts so bad.
Yeah, dude, I'm in so much pain.
Oh, Junior, you're not green anymore.
I'm not?
No, you exploded and your slime went all over me. Or was that just a dream I had last night? Anyway, now I'm in the mood for some more ass cheeks. I'm gonna turn invisible and go see Chef Pee-Pee again. I love being invisible.
You see that, Joseph? He didn't turn invisible.
Dude, I can walk again. You see this?
Wait, are you still stretchy?
I don't know, dude. Ow, ow, you're yanking my arm. It hurts.
Oh, I thought you were stretched, but guys, that means we all lost our superpowers. Three of us lost our superpowers.
Dude, you didn't have a superpower.
Well, I mean, I was green, and you saw me explode at the end. I had slime. I could blow up and be, like, slimy, but I guess it only happens once.
That was a waste of a power, dude.
Yeah, I always get the lame powers.
Who's going to heaven? I'm going to heaven. Who's going to heaven? I'm going to heaven. Guaranteed. Oh, come on, Michael. Come on, Mr. Jackson. Not anymore.
Yes, Michael Jackson wants more.
I'm already guaranteed to go to heaven, though.
Yeah, but I'm not done yet.
Oh, look, be gentle this time, Mike. Wait. Cody, what the hell?
I'm not Cody. I'm Michael Jackson.
Cody, what the hell are you talking about? You are right here. I can see you.
You can see me?
Yes, I can see you. I have eyes.
Oh, well, nice tattoo of Krunk from Emperor's New Groove on your butt, by the way.
How the hell do you know about that?
Michael Jackson told me.
Oh, Cody, so damn weird. Wait, what the hell does this say? Caution? Hazardous material? Wait, this isn't my paprika. Who the hell got my paprika?
At last, my nuclear reactor is almost complete. Now, for the final ingredient, the plutonium. Here it is. But paprika? This is not plutonium. Who has my plutonium? No!
Yes. You want to hear some jokes?
Not really.
Oh, come on, you're gonna laugh your socks off.
Are we forced to?
I'm not wearing socks.
Oh, come on, you're gonna love it. Okay, first joke. How do you introduce a hamburger? Meat patty. Okay, next joke. How do you greet a woman's shoes? High heels.
Dude, he's laughing at his own joke.
It's not even that funny.
Okay, I got another one. How do you greet the longest side of a right triangle? Hypotenuse. Okay, good. I got one more. How do you introduce Winnie the Pooh's friend on an asteroid? Meet Eeyore! You guys aren't laughing.
Well, they're just not that funny.
His ass.
Kent, when I practiced these jokes on you, you said they were all knee slappers. That's it. That spanking's on your tushy.
Well, like, Eeyore...
Oh, joke?
Yeah, Eeyore is Winnie the Pooh's friend, but Tigger's also his friend, too.
Well, yeah, he has a lot of friends.
And a meteor and an asteroid are two different things.
Well, I know, you're not really supposed to think that much. You're just supposed to laugh.
You're very aggressive with Cam right now.
Oil is insane.
How about we watch a movie? We watch Norbit.
Oh, man, I love Norbit. That damn Eddie Murphy, he plays a lot of characters. Like, come on.
I know, he plays like 5 different characters in one movie. How?
I don't know, dude. It makes me wonder.
What we gotta watch?
I'm so happy Norbit getting married. I wish him many years of happiness and plenty of banana for his new gorilla. Hey, Norbit, where is your new gorilla?
Rasputha's over there eating the wedding cake. She's with child.
What the hell are you looking at me for? I ain't got no cake. Better mind your damn business. Oh, there's your child right there. Oh, look, twin.
Oh, man, I love this movie.
Oh, Rasputha, big ass.
Oh, you guys laugh at that.
Only Eddie Murphy can play an Asian man and a fat black woman and not get in trouble.
Right. Well, Robert Downey Jr., he might pull it off.
Oh, yeah, he did play a black guy.
Yeah.
Good news.
Breaking news, UK. Taylor Swift is now engaged to Travis Kelce. She immediately released a song called I'm Engaged, which has gone double diamond. Oh, I'm getting word that she just re-released a song called I'm Engaged, Taylor's Version, which has already gone triple platinum.
Oh my god, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged. This is the happiest day of my life. Woohoo, so happy. Yippee. Come on, Ken, dance with me. Let it be.
Alright, calm your ass down, dude.
Cody, why is this the happiest day of your life?
This should be the happiest day of everybody's life, guys. Aren't the lights just a little bit brighter? Aren't the birds singing just a little bit more than normal?
But Cody, this doesn't affect your life.
It affects everybody's life. Don't you understand how hard Taylor's life has been?
Oh yeah, so hard. She drinks Flint water every single day and lives in Section 8 housing. And don't forget, she almost got deported last week by ICE. You know, shit get real out there.
You know there's missing kids that are probably trapped in basements we'll never find.
Oh, but she's been through breakup after breakup after breakup.
Oh no, I forgot about the breakup. The modern day 9/11. Oh.
There was a hospital in Gaza that was bombed, and then when the paramedics got there, it got bombed again.
You guys are just haters. When I listen to her music, I can hear the pain in her voice.
But if you put a microphone up to a starving African stomach, you'll hear the pain in his. Because it's the fucking starving African. His stomach is rumbling.
You know, there's probably a father that's going to kill his wife and his kids and then himself tonight.
Oh, come on. You guys are just jealous. You can't tell me you haven't thought about Travis Kelce walking off the football field all sweaty, balls a drip, and then Taylor runs up and she wrings his scrotum out like a dish rag into her special bucket, and then she does, like, the ice bucket challenge with his ball sweat. If they did that, they would cure ALS in a heartbeat. You guys haven't thought about that, really?
Nope. Never passed my mind ever, dude.
Yeah, I've never thought about that, Cody.
Oh, come on. Every Taylor Swift fan has thought about that. I don't know about you, but I'm drinking scrotum juice.
Taylor Swift has never sung that, dude.
So you are a fan?
Hell no, not a fan. What's wrong with you?
Cody, I didn't know you were such a big Taylor Swift fan.
Oh yeah, I'm a huge Swiftie. I bought all her music the first time she put it out, and when she put it out as her version. So I have the original and Taylor's version.
But she wrote the original, so isn't the original still her version?
Yeah, but she didn't own those. Now she owns both.
Okay, so they're both her version, and you just bought the same song again.
Yeah.
So you got scammed.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's like she just keeps re-releasing the same song, but she just re-records it.
Yeah.
So you're a dumbass.
Maybe.
Okay, so like when we made our videos again with the puppets because we lost the rights to the first ones.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. Listen, she could put out the same song 7 times and I'd still buy it, guys. She could put out a whole album that's just her queefing into the microphone for an entire hour and I would buy that. Taylor's queef version.
I'm not opposed to that.
Yeah, that would do numbers.
It would do numbers.
Well, listen, Cody, you can be a fan of her, but we're just not that big a fan, you know?
Oh, I wish I could plan her wedding. I know I could give them the perfect day. Okay, guys, imagine this. Travis Kelce walking down the aisle with assless, ballless tuxedo pants. And there I am, standing at the altar in my white dress. And then he walks up to me, and he lifts my veil, and he puts his ball sack right on the bridge of my glasses. And I'm trying to get at it like a dog with a tennis ball in his nose, like, meow, meow. And he's like, no, not yet. I haven't said I do yet. And I'm like, ooh. So I'm just sitting there, mouth breathing, gooch air, and trying to lap at his ass hairs like a cat, like, meow. No. Oh, they'd be so happy!
This is supposed to be a wedding, my nigga.
Yeah, where's Taylor?
Oh, I don't know. She's around the fucking flower girl or something. You're ruining it for me! Okay, listen, guys. I'm gonna go put in an application to see if I can be her wedding planner. I'll just lie about having wedding planning experience. Hopefully she picks me.
I don't think he really cares about Taylor.
He fucking lost it.
I think he wants Travis Kelce.
Yes, definitely.
Someone at the door. Oh, let's see.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey there!
Patrick Mahomes!
Ah!
What are you doing here?
I need your help! 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 Help me! Help me!
What do you need?
Well, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are getting married, and I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Well, why don't you like it? Your teammate.
Well, because Travis Kelce can't focus on football. All he's focusing on is Taylor Swift. That's why we lost the Super Bowl.
Oh, I mean,
so what are we supposed to do?
Well, I want you two to break them up.
What? We're just kids. How are we going to break them up?
Well, no one would expect two kids to break them up.
Well, I mean, yeah, but
you
like,
got a point.
But why do you want them to break up? I mean, just let them get married.
Well, because they can't focus on football. Travis Kelce can only focus on Taylor Swift, and we need to win the Super Bowl. For me, for Andy Reid. Andy Reid.
Okay, but what would we get out of breaking them up?
Yeah. I'll give you $1 million. Please, just help me. Help me.
You have a dumpster full of old jerseys and hot dogs?
Yeah.
I mean, you got it.
He was giving us $1 million. That was worth a lot.
I mean, the hot dogs don't matter.
Okay, we're going to try to break them up, but I really don't know how we're going to do it. Okay, let's go try to break up Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
This nigga lost it.
Man, Joseph, how are we going to get Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce to break up?
I don't know, dude. How do white people usually break up?
They usually fight about money.
Well, they're rich as hell. They don't have to worry about a dollar.
Why else would white people break up?
I mean, usually the dude is cheating on a girl with a batter bitch.
Yeah, that's right. What if we find a batter bitch? Who's badder than Taylor Swift?
This nigga said, who's badder than Taylor Swift? Like, that's the actual question. Wait, you're serious?
Well, obviously there's so many badder women, but, like, who's the baddest of the bad? Like, who's the upper echelon of bad?
Yeah.
I know.
Margot Robbie!
Of course!
Yes, dude, I was thinking the same thing.
God, she's so bad.
Oh, top tier.
God damn it. Okay, so, if we could get Margot Robbie to come over and kiss Travis Kelce, and we take a picture of them kissing, we could send it to Taylor Swift, she'd break up with him, make a sad album, make another $1 billion, we move on with our lives.
Oh yeah, she would be so depressed.
And we'd make $1 million from Patrick Mahomes.
Ooh yeah, we need that money on too.
But Margot Robbie's not gonna do that, she's married. Unless we lie to her and tell her that she's casted in a movie where she has to kiss Travis Kelce, but we tell Travis Kelce he's not in a movie.
Wait, so how are we gonna do that?
Well, that sounds like a lot. I got a better idea. What if we just print out a picture of Margot Robbie and then go to an autograph signing of Travis Kelce's and we put a picture of Travis Kelce on top of Margot Robbie and then when he goes to sign the picture of himself, we pull it away and he signs a picture of Margot Robbie and he signs I love you. So then we take a picture of Travis Kelce signing a picture of Margot Robbie saying I love you and then we send it to Taylor and then Taylor goes, why are you signing a picture of a hotter woman saying I love you? Then she breaks up with him.
That is a genius plan, dude. You'll never see it coming.
Okay, isn't Travis Kelce having an autograph signing down the street tonight?
You know what? He damn sure is.
All right, let me put out a picture of Margot Robbie.
Guys, I'm stressing the fuck out right now.
Well, what's wrong, Cody?
Well, I got the job being Taylor Swift's wedding planner.
What, you did? Well, aren't you happy, buddy?
Well, I was until I found out what she wanted.
Wait, why are you scratched up?
Oh, see, that's one of the things she wants. She wants a live grizzly bear to pop out of her wedding cake so it can be the ring bearer. She thought that would be a funny joke.
She wants a grizzly bear to give her rings?
Yes, she does. And so I've been trying to force a grizzly bear into a box so I can build a cake around him. But get this, she wants two cakes, a microphone cake and a football cake. And she wants them to be delivered by two Black Hawk helicopters onto the fucking field. I don't know which cake the bear is supposed to go in, but don't worry, there's no pressure, because she wants it to happen during the Super Bowl.
Wait.
She wants her wedding to be the halftime show of the Super Bowl. A Super Bowl that she wants Travis Kelce to play in. Now, I don't know how the fuck I'm supposed to make that happen. I'm gonna have to bribe some referees or something to make that happen. Oh, and here's the fun part. She wants 20 B-2 bombers to fly over the stadium during the ceremony. Well, guess what? The U.S. only has 19 fucking B-2 bombers. I'm gonna have to make a whole new B-2 bomber just for Taylor Swift's fucking wedding. Guys, this is impossible.
Well, calm down, buddy. You're not gonna have to worry about her wedding because there's gonna be no wedding because me and Joseph are gonna break them up.
You guys can't do that.
Well, we have to. Patrick Mahomes is gonna give us $1 million to break them up because he wants Travis Kelce to focus on football.
But Taylor, she deserves to be happy.
Okay, what is she paying you to do all this?
Friendship. I get to sit next to her during the games, and I can go out on nights on the town with her, and I can be in a music video.
Okay, well, we're gonna go break her up, so you can just relax, buddy.
Well, if you guys do break her up, let me know so I can stop trying to fight this bear.
Yeah, do that.
Max! Mr. Travis Kelce, will you sign my football?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Can I also have a kiss?
Whoa, back up! That's an engaged man right there! Security, get her out of here!
Oh, man!
Shit, Joseph, security's pretty tight.
Dude, I don't know how the hell we're gonna get away with this.
Well, look, I'm like, Mr. Travis Kelce, will you sign this photo of yourself? Will you write, I love you? He's gonna go, sure. And right when he goes to sign, boom, Margot Robbie.
Dude, that's a picture of Margot Robbie's foot. What the hell?
Yeah.
Dude, it's supposed to be a picture of Margot Robbie, not her damn foot.
Well, I went on Google Images and I got distracted. But look, still, we all know that's Margot Robbie's foot, so it's Margot Robbie.
But how do you know Taylor knows it's Margot Robbie's foot?
Okay, watch this. If you were Taylor Swift and you saw your fiance signing a picture of another woman's foot writing, I love you, would you be mad?
Look, if I was her, I would definitely be mad. But I don't think Taylor understands the circumstances.
Okay, what if he writes, man, I want to lick that?
Dude, why the fuck would he put that on his own picture?
I don't know. Maybe he thinks himself is hot. I don't know, but we're going to figure it out.
Next!
Oh, grab the photos.
I got it.
Hi, Mr. Travis Will you please fix the fucking thing? Will you sign this photo of yourself saying, man, I want to lick that and suck on it?
No, that's weird. No.
Okay.
He told you. He ain't that damn freaky.
Oh, okay. Can you write, I love you so much, and then write your name?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Look over there. What's that over there? Oh, you have to sign. Go back to signing. It's right there.
Oh,
man, I love you in football.
Oh,
man.
You love football?
Yeah. Are you gonna take her last name?
Oh yeah.
Oh cool. Yeah. Yeah. What's it like playing with Kermit the Frog as your quarterback?
Oh, he's all right.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah. Write that. Make sure you write I love you. Joe, get the photo.
I got you, bro.
Oh, you just signed a picture of another girl's friend. I love you. Oh, TMZ. TMZ.
Oh no, we've been hacked.
Joseph, you send that picture to TMZ?
Oh, yeah, dude. His ass is grass.
If that doesn't break them up, nothing will.
Oh, look, the news!
Breaking news, MK! A photo of Travis Kelce signing a picture of Margot Robbie's foot is causing outrage by fans. But Taylor Swift has made a public statement saying that she will stand by her man.
No way.
You gotta be kidding me. Way to fucking go, guys!
What's wrong, Cody?
You wanna tell me why I just got a call from Taylor Swift saying she wants a foot cake for her wedding now? Now she wants three cakes. That means I have to get a whole new Black Hawk helicopter to deliver it. I'm up to my fucking ears in aircraft.
I'm sorry, Cody.
Oh, you're sorry? I have to figure out which of the three cakes this fucking bear goes in. It used to be a 50-50 chance. Now it's 1 in 3.
I mean, we were trying to help. Yeah, we were trying to help.
Well, you guys really fucked this up for me. I'm so happy for them, though.
Steve, why'd you call me here today?
I'm not Steve.
Wait a minute. You're not Steve.
No, I'm not Steve. I'm a woman.
She's a woman. So, how you doing? My name's Ronald.
Yes, I know who you are, Mr. McDonald.
Good. So let me show you what I'm working with. Yeah, that's what I'm working with. No. That's what I'm working with.
That's very nice.
Thank you. You want
to
see it?
No, I'm okay. I would like to discuss why we're here today. So, oh, Jesus Christ! Put that away!
That's real, by the way.
That's wonderful. I don't need to see it.
All right, I put it away.
Okay, thank you. Oh, put it away!
That one had my butthole in it.
Oh, my gosh. Can we please focus?
Yeah.
Okay, so why...
Where's Steve?
Steve is sick. He couldn't come.
No, I get that. Sometimes when I can't... You know what I'm saying? I like to use my imagination. So I close my eyes and pretend I'm in a Waffle House bathroom with the door unlocked. And I'm just going crazy on it. I'm going crazy! And the thing that gets me off is that someone could walk in any time. That is what really gets me going. Tell Steve to try that.
Okay, I will. Can we please focus?
Yes, please. I've been trying to do it the whole time. I got a date after this.
Sir, you're quarter pounders.
So, what are you doing after this?
Okay, no, I'm married.
Me too. Never stop me.
Your quarter pounders.
They're delicious.
They're making people sick.
Okay, if people eat too much of anything in one day, it's gonna make them sick. How many are they eating in a day? 2, 5, 17?
They just had one.
Nah, they didn't have just one. That doesn't make them sick. I have a quarter pounder every single day.
There are E. coli in your burgers.
What's E. coli?
It's a bacteria.
Okay, I got it. Doesn't take a rocket scientist. We take the quarter pounder. We take the E. coli out. We sell the quarter pounder.
We're trying to do that, but there are 70 people that are already sick and 10 who have died.
Okay. Give them a refund.
What about the people that died?
Okay. Give their families a refund.
I don't think that's enough.
I got it. Give them all a free large french fry. No, medium.
A free medium french fry isn't going to fix this.
Then they're greedy. And I'm sorry, how many people did you say died?
10.
10? And how many people live in the world? 8 billion? So you're telling me 10 out of 8 billion people die? That's like winning the lottery. You know what? Give them the large french fry. Give them 2.
You could lose millions. What is this? What are you doing right
now? I'm brushing off the millions. I make billions! You think I give a shit about millions of dollars?
You might not make billions if people are going somewhere else for burgers because yours are making them sick.
You know what? I know how to fix this. Hold on.
What are you doing? What
is record me.
What?
I said record me.
Doing what?
Just record. Hey there, America. It's your favorite sweetheart here, Ronald McDonald. And I bet you're wondering, Ronald, do your burgers have E. coli? No, They don't have it, Koi. Look at this beautiful double quarter pounder with cheese and shit. Unbox that. Oh, yeah. Look at that cheese. Look at the cheese, cameraman. You see it? Look at the pickle. Oh, a little bit of onion action there. And don't forget the sesame seed bun. Cameraman, come smell this.
I don't want to smell it.
Okay. You know what that smells like? Good. And you know what Ronald does to good in America? Oh, yeah. Don't dog report it! Keep going! That's what Ronald does to good in America. Eats it up.
Doctor, is he gonna be okay?
Yes, E. coli poisoning from eating contaminated meat.
Ronald, I told you those quarter pounders are dangerous. Is he gonna be okay, Doctor?
Well, his symptoms should go away in about 3 to 5 days, but if you'll excuse me, I have to give myself a prostate exam.
Ronald, are you okay?
I feel like I'm dying.
Well, Ronald, your problems have only gotten worse. There have been 20 more cases reported of E. coli since you've been in the hospital.
Okay, give him a refund.
Ronald, we discussed this. A refund isn't enough. Also, your stock prices have dropped 5%. Burger King is beating you now.
What did you just say?
Burger King is beating you now.
Oh, hell. Oh, hell no. I'm gonna fix that.
Breaking news, UK. E. coli has been found in McDonald's quarter pounders and is causing people to get sick. Please avoid eating quarter pounders until the outbreak is resolved.
Oh my god, E. coli!
Jeffy!
Huh?
Don't eat that quarter pounder with cheese.
Why?
It might have E. coli.
What's E. coli?
It's a bacteria, Jeffy, and it can make you really, really sick.
Yeah, E. coli is usually found in poop.
Oh, well, I'm immune to that because sometimes I lick the toilet paper after I wipe.
Don't ever do that.
I know, that's why I said sometimes, because sometimes I forget to do it.
What? No, don't ever do it. Don't ever do that.
I know, because sometimes I forget to do it.
No. Well, you forget to do it. No, that means you're making it a priority to do it. Don't ever do it.
Okay.
Oh, God. There's someone at the door. Do not eat that, and don't lick toilet paper. We'll talk about that later.
Hello?
Oh, God!
What? Are you okay?
No, I'm not. It's me, Ronald McDowell.
I know who you are.
Good. Hey!
What?
Can I use your bathroom? Because there is shit and piss in this bag. Oh, God! Hold this!
Oh, I don't want to hold it! Ew! Ew!
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was Ronald McDonald!
Really? Is he here to give us a refund on our burger?
Refund my ass! I don't give refunds!
Well, can we at least get a free medium french fry?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Ronald, why are you so sick?
Because I ate a quarter pound of that Haiti coli, and now I'm shitting out my mouth and puking out my ass!
Oh, yeah, we saw that on the news.
Well, the news is a bunch of liars! My food don't make nobody sick!
Oh, all over the carpet.
That's where I need your help.
What, my help with what?
Well, my sales are going down, and Burger King's are going up. And I need someone to get the media attention off of me and onto someone else, like Burger King. So what I need you to do is go to Burger King, buy a Whopper, eat the Whopper, get sick from it, which shouldn't be too hard. It's not even real food. It's disgusting. Go to the news, tell them you got sick from it. And then everyone's gonna come back to old Ronald.
Why don't you just eat the Whopper and get sick?
That would be a little obvious, don't you think?
Okay, but a regular Whopper is not gonna make me sick.
What a pet! It's rat food! I'll rub it on the ground and throw it in the toilet and shit, and then you can eat it. You're gonna eat that shit.
I don't wanna get sick.
I'll pay you $1 million!
$1 million?
Yeah. Yeah, I will.
Baby, I think I have to do this. It's $1 million just to get sick for, like, a few days?
I don't know, Marvin.
Yeah. Go get a Whopper. We'll tamper with it. Go.
Okay, we'll get a Whopper.
Good boy.
Okay, guys. I got a Whopper with cheese.
Oh, buddy. Don't eat that.
Just take a picture of it the way it is and send it to the news. I'll get my customers back, because that shit is disgusting.
Well, no, I gotta eat it. I gotta get sick.
Buddy, I can't let you eat that. It's not worth your life. You'll die if you eat that.
Well, no, I need the milk.
It looks so much better now. It actually looks edible. Bone apple titties. Now eat it.
I'm so sorry. I don't think I can eat it.
Marvin, please don't.
So you don't want $1 million?
I just don't think I can eat that for $1 million. You literally shaved your foot on it.
Okay, well, fine. I guess I'll just find someone else. Hey, kid! Want to make $1 million?
Yeah.
Eat that shit.
Okay. Well, no, Jeffy, do not eat it. He rubbed it on the toilet. It was so disgusting.
But Daddy, it's $1 million cash.
Do whatever you want to do. It's gonna be okay, Jeffy.
I don't feel good.
Hey there, welcome to the hospital. How can I help you?
Yes, doctor, my son.
Wait, let me say it. Yes, doctor, my son took a bite from this Burger King burger that they sold just like this, and now he's dying. He's dying, doctor. Help him, please. Someone help my son that I love. Someone help. Call the news! Call the news and tell them that Burger King killed my son! Can't you, Burger King? Can't you?
Well, 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 Ronald. Tampering with my burgers?
Well, if it isn't the Bitch King.
You're just trying to get attention away from your E. coli, aren't you?
Actually, yeah. Yeah, you kind of nailed it right on the money. That's exactly what I'm talking
about. Well, doing that to my burgers is not going to get rid of your E. coli problem.
Trust me, your burger looked a lot worse before I put my seed in it.
You banged my burger?
Yeah, I did.
Wait, so you did tamper with this?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can't go to the news about that, but I think they would be very interested to know that Ronald McDonald was banging hamburgers.
Listen, we can just forget this ever happened. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Well, you're still going to give Jeffy $1 million for taking a bite of that, right?
What the fuck?
What? Oh, wow, we just got scammed. We got duped. Where's the doctor that was here earlier?
Oh, yeah, he found a lump in his prostate, so he's pretty worried about that.
Well, where were you?
Oh, I was playing Tetris in the bathroom. Yeah, I had a good run going, so I didn't want to stop.
You're attached to Burger King.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, I am. That's cool.
Guys, what do you want to do today?
Oh, dude, let's watch some cartoons.
Oh, yeah, let's watch SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah.
But the earlier seasons, those are the better ones.
Yeah, the best.
Yeah, okay, guys, we can watch that. Just don't tell my parents.
What?
Why?
Well, I'm not allowed to watch SpongeBob because my parents say it's too inappropriate.
Too inappropriate? It's SpongeBob.
Dude, it's just a cartoon.
He lives in a pineapple under the sea.
Yeah, see, they don't like any of that. They think it's real, and they don't like that he's down there doing all that. Oh, and they also don't like that he steals women's underwear in that one episode.
Oh, dude, it's my favorite episode.
It's a really good episode, and it turns out Mr. Krabs steals his own mom's underwear.
Nasty.
Yeah, and that's the first episode they saw, so they think that's all he does, is there's just a real sponge on the bottom of the ocean that steals women's underwear.
Oh. Well, that's kind of lame. He's a goofy goober.
Yeah, they don't like that either. They don't like that he got drunk on ice cream, and they're not even mad that he got drunk. It's just that they're mad that there's alcoholic ice cream on the bottom of the ocean. They don't like any of that.
Okay, well, we won't tell your parents that you're watching SpongeBob.
Okay, sure, let's watch it. Check this out.
Oh, don't cry, bro. Daddy's gonna make it all right.
I just don't understand why nobody wants to do the whack with me.
I'll figure it out. SpongeBob, get in here, me boy.
Yes, Mr. Krabs?
I need you to do me a favor.
What is it, Mr. Krabs?
You see, me beautiful daughter Pearl, well, she'd be lonely, and she's never been with a man, so I need you to,
make her a Krabby Patty?
No! I need you to toss me daughter salad.
But we don't serve salad at the Krusty Krab.
No, I need you to, butter her biscuit.
We don't serve biscuits either. Aye, 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 aye.
Ah! Mr. Krabs, can I have a job? Patrick, just who I was looking for. Of course he can have a job. I need you to, jump me daughter's bones.
You need me to beat up a skeleton?
No, I need you to give her your sea cucumber, me boy.
But I already ate half of it.
Mr. Squidward, get in here.
What, Mr. Krabs? I'm about to go on break.
I need you to do something with that nose of yours.
Oh, I love SpongeBob.
He's hilarious.
See, this is what my parents were talking about. It's inappropriate.
There's nothing inappropriate about that, Cody. That's funny. That's just a cartoon.
Yeah, dude, that's humor. Laugh.
Yeah, I guess so.
Whoa, guys, look, shut up.
Try the new SpongeBob Krabby Patty meal at Wendy's. Wow, look at that goober box. Only for a limited time only.
Dude, we have to get that. Oh, my God, Cody, you see the Krabby Patty meal?
Yeah, that's a pretty cool idea.
It's an awesome idea. I want a SpongeBob goober box.
Dude, I want a goober box. I'm the ultimate goober.
No, I'm a goofy goober.
I'm a goofy goober.
I'm the goofiest goober.
I'm the super goober.
I'm the goofiest goober, goober, goofy.
No way. I'm the goofiest goober. I'm a goober, goober, goober.
Well, I'm a goober.
Guys, you're both goofy goobers.
Thank you.
We try our best.
All right, so let's get Chef Phoebe to take us to the Gooberville.
You mean Wendy's?
Yeah. Chef Phoebe, get in here!
What do you brats want?
We're not brats, Chef Phoebe. We're goobers.
Well, what do you goobers want?
Can you take us to Wendy's so we can get the SpongeBob Krabby Patty meal?
No, I'm not taking you to Wendy's.
But Chef Phoebe, we want to know what the SpongeBob Krabby Patty tastes like.
Look, I'll go to Wendy's myself and get your stupid Krabby Patty meal. Look, I just like to drive alone in the car where I don't have to hear brats screaming in my ears.
Goobers.
Well, goobers, damn it!
Okay, so get 3 Krabby Patty meals from Wendy's.
Okay, fine. I'll get your stupid Krabby Patty meals.
Guys, what do you think the Krabby Patty's gonna taste like?
It's probably just gonna be like a normal Dave single.
Who the hell is Dave?
Hey, what are you talking about?
Well, that's what they call their burger at Wendy's. It's just like a regular burger.
It's not gonna be a regular burger, Cody. It's gonna be a Krabby Patty. The whole life, everyone's whole life, they wanna know what a Krabby Patty tastes like. It's gonna taste like a Krabby Patty.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be pretty epic. Ooh, what if they have jelly on it like that one episode?
Oh, Cody, do you think they have jellyfish jelly on the Krabby Patty?
No, they didn't show that. It just looked like a normal burger.
Ooh, what about the pickles underneath?
Oh, when I take a bite of mine, I'm gonna hide the pickles under my tongue, and I'm gonna go, still no pickles. It's like bubble bath.
Well, this is, I'm really glad you guys are excited. I love that for you guys.
No, it's going to be so fun. And the pineapple frosty.
Oh, yes. All right, Junior, here's your Krabby Patty meals.
Chef Phoebe, what the fuck?
What did I do wrong?
Did you order the Krabby Patty meals?
Yes, it's right here. They're in the bags. What are you talking about?
Chef Phoebe, these are just a regular Wendy's bag. Where's the SpongeBob with the goober box?
What the hell? No goober box. It's in the bag. Your Krabby Patty meals are in the bag. I got what you asked.
I think you ordered the wrong thing. I don't think you ordered the Krabby Patty meal.
No, I got exactly what you asked. I said to the lady at the window, give me the Krabby Patty meals. 3 of them.
But there's no goober box. Where's the SpongeBob? Hey, there's no SpongeBob on the bag. How would anyone know this is a Krabby Patty meal? There's nothing that says SpongeBob. Cody, do you see anything that says SpongeBob?
No, it just looks like Wendy's.
Look, I don't know what to tell you. They didn't offer a goober box. I just got the meals that you asked, okay?
Okay, I'm the bitch at the drive-thru. Thank you for choosing Wendy's. Would you like to try a SpongeBob Krabby Patty meal?
Yes, please. Can I have 3 of them?
Okay, and would you like the goober, super goober box?
What the hell? No, they didn't offer a goober box, Junior.
So you're telling me she handed you this brown fucking bag at the drive-thru, and you said, yep, that's acceptable to me. That is a Krabby Patty meal.
Yeah, that's what you will put a meal in, a damn brown bag, yes.
But it's not supposed to be in a brown bag. On the commercial, right, Cody, it showed a SpongeBob goober box.
Yeah, it looked kind of cool, yeah.
Yeah, it was supposed to be SpongeBob on the box, his SpongeBob's face, supposed to be SpongeBob fry holders. Supposed to be SpongeBob.
Well, look, nigga, I don't work at Wendy's. I got the meal. Look, just eat it, okay?
Yeah, why don't we just eat the goddamn burger?
Okay, please eat the damn burger.
Okay, I'll eat the Krabby Patty. This is not a Krabby Patty. Guys, what the fuck?
Dude, this was not made with love.
Yeah, like I said, this is just a regular old Dave single.
Good. What the fuck?
Whoa, Junior, calm down.
I'm not gonna calm down. What the fuck is this?
Dude, that's a fair crash out. Cause what the hell is this?
You're telling me for years and years and years, people want to know what a Krabby Patty tastes like, and finally SpongeBob gives the right to the Krabby Patty to a fucking fast food restaurant, and they give it a bomb ass fuck ass Wendy's, and this is what they do? Like, this is what they do? Like, Cody, be honest. Be real. If you were a regular person walking by and you saw this, do you think it's a SpongeBob meal? Does anything say SpongeBob?
No, actually. It just looks like Wendy's.
Does anything say Krabby Patty?
No. The only thing I would question is maybe the drink, but that's mostly because it looks gross. It looks like they mixed it wrong.
Wendy's didn't fucking try. Like, they seriously didn't try. Look, there's no SpongeBob wrapping paper on the burger. There's no SpongeBob fry holder. There's no SpongeBob box. In the commercial, they showed a SpongeBob box. I didn't get no SpongeBob box. I didn't get no goober box.
Bro, I do not feel like a damn goober. I'm not a pressed-ass goober.
I do not feel like a goofy-ass goober. I literally did not try. Like, how do you not try? Look at this. That's a square patty. In the SpongeBob show, it's a circle patty. But that's a square patty. Why, Cody?
Well, maybe they were thinking because SpongeBob's pants are square, the Patty should
be. Fuck off, Cody!
I don't know.
Ass! That's ass! No! Not one episode of the fucking Patty Square, and if they are, then I'm sorry for not being fact-checked, but swear to God, they're usually circle. Why do they not go to McDonald's? Why does SpongeBob not go to McDonald's? There's no way fuck Wendy's has more money than McDonald's.
Man, McDonald's is superior! They're the PS5 of all fast foods!
PS5, I guess?
Yeah, PS5! Yeah. Top tier!
Okay, well then Wendy's is the Sega Genesis of fast food.
Yeah, Sega ass, nigga!
Sure, yeah.
I don't know if that's a bad console. Back on track! Main point is, Wendy's did not give two fucks. Wendy said, we really need money. SpongeBob, please let us fucking advertise your Krabby Patty. And this is some bum ass shit right here. This is some bum shit. You know McDonald's? They did the adult Happy Meal and they had the box. And every, you know, Happy Meals? McDonald's Happy Meals? Every week they change out those fucking toys. Yeah. And you know what they could have done? If SpongeBob would have went to McDonald's, there would have been the actual like Krabby Patty like box. And there would have been a Krusty Krab box.
Oh, yeah.
And there would have been a SpongeBob toy and a Squidward toy and a Patrick toy and a Mr. Krabs toy. And there probably would have been a Plankton toy. And if you got the Plankton toy, your fucking Krabby Patty was missing. That'd be so cool. Everyone be like, oh man, I hope my Krabby Patty's missing. Oh, I hope it. I want the Plankton fucking toy.
I would have definitely got it.
Man, it's so stupid. Like, and you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? There's no sesame seed bun. In the Krabby Patty formula, there's a sesame seed bun. But you know what does have a sesame seed bun? A Big Mac. A McDonald's. McDonald's has all the fucking ingredients. You give it to Wendy's? What the fuck? What the fuck is this? Literally, square. No fucking wrapping. No try. No effort. Come on, I'm suing. I'm gonna sue. I'm gonna hire a lawyer, and I'm gonna fucking sue Wendy's for false advertising. There's no fucking Krabby Patty meal. You can't just fucking make a regular goddamn Day's fucking single and put mayonnaise on it and say it's a fucking Krabby Patty. It's some bullshit, Cody. It's some fucking bullshit. Say it's not.
It is bullshit.
That's some bullshit. I want to be a goofy ass fucking goober.
Yeah, me too.
I was so happy for the goober meal. This is goober my ass.
Hey there, somebody call a lawyer?
I did.
Oh, you kids enjoying some Wendy's?
Enjoying is the opposite word I'm experiencing.
Oh, what's wrong? Did you find a finger in your food or something?
I actually would have rather found a finger in my food. That would have been fucking cool. I've been like, ooh, I got the zombie meal because it's close to Halloween, but no, that's not it.
Well, what's wrong?
Well, I have a question for you. If you had to guess what we ordered from Wendy's, what would you guess?
Well, I'd say probably a number one, you know, just a Dave's single, pretty standard stuff.
What would you do if I told you that this is actually the SpongeBob Krabby Patty meal?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Is it good?
Well, I mean, you look at it. I mean, do you see anything SpongeBob? Do you see any Krabby Patties?
Well, now that you mention it, no, it doesn't say anything SpongeBob on it.
That's why I want to sue Wendy's for false advertising, because apparently this is the Krabby Patty Krusty Krab goober meal, and there's literally no SpongeBob, no nothing, and that's false advertising. That's fucked up. That is fucked up they can do that.
Oh, okay. Well, let me go on TikTok and do some research, and I'll get back to you.
Oh, I hope we have a case.
Hey, kid, so I found these videos on TikTok of people who maybe got the experience you were looking for. See, this guy's got the box and, like, a cup there. Is that what you wanted?
What? He got the goober box! How'd you get the goober box?
I don't know, but it does seem like a few people got it. See, he's got the fry box.
What? Joseph, look at it! He's got the Goofy Goober box!
Dude, I want the Goofy Goober box!
Wait a minute. Oh, hell no. Chef Pee-Pee ordered the wrong fucking thing. I knew he didn't order the right thing.
He's a damn idiot.
Chef Pee-Pee, get your ass in here now.
Jeez, don't you ever call my name like that again or I'll beat your fuck ass.
Well, maybe I'm not a stupid-ass dumb chef like you because you definitely did not order the Krabby Patty meal, Chef Pee-Pee.
Yes, the hell I did. What are you talking about?
Well, look at these TikToks. Look, these people got the goober box. Look, these people got the SpongeBob box. That's SpongeBob's face on a box. Why are they having a goober time? Why am I not a goober?
I don't know. Look, I can't control what the lady hands me, okay?
Well, I just don't understand. Because you swear on your life that you ordered three Krabby Patty meals.
Yes, I did. I ordered exactly what you told me to order, three Krabby Patty meals.
Then why the hell did they hand us these bum-ass brown bags and these people have the goober boxes? These people have the Krabby Patty meals.
I don't know, Junior. It's out of my hands.
Hey, I'd just like to point out that even if they gave you the right box, that's still the product you would have gotten, and that's not a Krabby Patty.
It's not a Krabby Patty, but, you know, I would have felt a little bit better if I opened up a SpongeBob box. I could have kept the box. I could have said, oh, this is so cool. I honestly, it probably would have tasted differently if it came in a SpongeBob box. So I still want to sue.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Oh, I fucking hate Wendy's. I fucking hate them.
I fucking hate you.
So what is all this about?
Well, you see, I have a client in Florida that wants to sue you because he's disappointed with his Krabby Patty meal. See, he didn't get the special box or the packaging or any of that, and the burger just doesn't even look like a Krabby Patty.
I understand.
Hey, mind if I put in?
Ronald, what are you doing here?
I came to watch the shit show. I mean, wow. Just wow. You really screwed the pooch on this one, Wendy. I mean, you had a layup with Michael freaking Jordan on your team, and you decided to shoot the half-court shot? Let me tell you how I would have
done. Oh, here we go.
Hush. Firstly, every single meal would come with a Krusty Krab-shaped box.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
Don't encourage him!
Hush!
You open that shit up, and you pull out a Krabby Patty. I'm talking a double quarter patty with cheese meal. Sesame seed bun is shit! Every meal would come with their own kelp fries, just normal fries, who gives a shit? And every meal would come with the Diet Dr. Kelp, Dr. Pepper. And we would forget it every single time, for the joke!
Listen,
you don't know what that is!
Frosties are delicious!
Yeah, they're delicious and you like the taste of piss.
Oh.
You tell me, what episode of SpongeBob did he ever sell a pineapple Frosty?
There isn't one.
There isn't one. And let's talk about the toys. Every McDonald's meal will come with a toy. Do you know what that is?
No.
No, she doesn't. Unless you're talking about the toys in a bedside dresser. I'm talking Mr. SpongeBob SquarePants. I'm talking Squiddy. Mr. Crab. Plankton. All those toys. And if you get the Plankton meal, you don't get a burger because he's stolen. And they wouldn't care. They'd be happy because they got the toy. And then they'd have to go back to McDonald's and buy another meal.
Do you see how ridiculous this is? He doesn't even know the names of the characters.
Yeah, I don't know the names of the characters. Anyway, you go talk to Nickelodeon. And you tell them when they want it done right, Daddy's right here, baby.
Please, whatever you do, go to Burger King first.
Burger King, my ass! That's all. That's all.
Listen, tell your client we're going to get these boxes and bags and everything out to our clients and our restaurants as soon as possible. So just please, don't do anything with him. Please, he's an asshole. I can't stand him.
Okay, I'll let him know. Hey, so Wendy says give them a few weeks and they might have some goober boxes.
That's going to be so stupid. Everyone else has already been a goofy goober and we didn't get any of the goofy goober boxes. Guys, post a comment if you got the SpongeBob box because we tried every fucking location near us and like even an hour away and no one had the SpongeBob box. No one. It's fucking stupid dumb. Man, Joseph, I'm hungry.
Me too, dude. Man, when is Chef Pepe gonna come in with the food? I haven't eaten in days.
Chef Pepe, where's dinner?
All right, Brass. I got the most delicious meal I ever cooked. You're welcome. Bon appetit.
Wait, Chef Pepe, what is this? It's green.
It's green mashed potatoes with coleslaw and squirts of gravy. The gravy had shits.
It smells like ass, Chef Pepe.
Hey, watch your mouth. I slaved in that kitchen. I got lashes all over my damn back. You gonna eat that damn meal, boy. Eat it!
I'm not eating this, Joseph.
Yeah, I'm not eating it. It looks like somebody threw up in my bowl, dude.
Yeah, it looks like we're gonna turn on the Food Network and just lick the TV screen.
Oh, one of my favorite pastimes! My mom always did it with me.
Why?
I mean, we were poor, so we always licked the TV whenever we saw the Food Network come on. Good times.
Okay.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, this song's gay as shit. That's right, I don't like the McDonald's jingle. It's boring, it's old, it's washed up. What I want something a little new. I want something a little more hip. Something a little more hop. That's right, we're having a McDonald's rapping contest. Whoever brings me the best McDonald's rap wins free McDonald's for life. I'm saying, you go through the drive-thru, you want a free cheeseburger? Here's your damn cheeseburger for free for life. So, get to rapping. Actually, you know what? Get to snack rapping.
Joseph, did you just see that commercial?
Yes, dude, I just saw it.
If we make a McDonald's rap song and they pick it to be the winner, we can have McDonald's for every single meal. We'll never have to eat Chef Pee-Pee's gross cooking ever again.
He'll never have to lick a TV screen either.
Oh, my God. That'd be an American dream to have McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Oh, my God, we'd be so fat.
Isn't this what Trump wanted? The American dream?
Yeah, Trump eats McDonald's every day.
Right?
Oh, my God, if the president could eat McDonald's every day, we should eat McDonald's every day.
Mm-hmm.
Free McDonald's for life. Okay, let's get to writing. Let's make a rap song right now.
All right, let's do it, dude. Man, oh, man, what a night. Chef Pee-Pee's cooking dinner. A new episode of Charlie and Friends is coming on. Oh, you can't ask for more than this.
Charlie and Friends was filmed in front of a live audience.
Give me a bop, dude, in your booty ass!
Ow! Oh, hi guys, I'm Charlie.
And today, I'ma be spitting some bars. So come with me, let's spit some bars.
Yeah.
Charlie, you're so hilarious. That's not spitting bars. I mean, you kind of did spit bars. Candy bars. Spitting bars means rapping, silly. Who's going to tell them? Oh. All right, Braxton, here's your food. But what the hell is this, Chef PP? Did you throw up my food again? No, I told you what I was cooking. It's green mashed potatoes. I thought you said greens in mashed potatoes, like soul food from a black woman. No, I'm not a black woman. I'm not cooking that. I wanted to make something exotic. Well, I'm going to be spitting out some exotic shit if I eat this. Oh, look, a commercial.
Whoever brings me the best McDonald's wrap wins free McDonald's for life.
Do you see that, Chef Pee-Pee? Do you fucking see that? If you win this McDonald's competition, you could retire. You will never have to cook for me again. And we can eat McDonald's every day like some TLC fat bitches.
Retire? Really?
Oh, I'm gonna win this competition. I'm about to turn into Tupac resurrected in this motherfucker.
Okay, Joseph, I just sent our music video off to McDonald's. They have to pick our song.
Dude, we had the hardest bars of 2025. They're definitely gonna pick us.
Yeah, your verse was nasty. They're gonna pick our song.
Alright, Brass, where's that laptop? I need to send off a music video.
Music video for what?
I shot a music video for this McDonald's contest. I'm gonna win it, and then I'm never gonna have to cook for you, Brass, ever again.
Wait, no. Me and Joseph just entered the McDonald's song thing, and we just sent our song off because we don't want your cooking ever again. We want McDonald's for the rest of our life.
There's no way that your song's better than mine. I actually tried.
Oh, no, we tried. Our song is crazy. Isn't that right, Joseph? Joseph.
Yeah, crazy.
Wait, where do you go sometimes, Joseph? You just doze off. Like, in the first scene, like, you just laid back and just gave up.
I should be drifting, bro. My bad.
Anyway, Chef, our song is better.
Well, show me your song then, punk.
How about you play yours first?
I ain't scared of shit. I ain't scared of my mama. Ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh. What? Yeah, Mickey D's, Mickey D's, huh? With some cheese, yeah. Make a hoe drop to her knees. Bitch, I'm loving it, I'm loving it, I'm loving it. Quarter pounder down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's bostonitis on my tummy, it's been rumbling. And if it ain't Mickey D's menu, I can't stomach it. Bitch, I'm loving it, I'm loving it, I'm loving it. Quarter pounders down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's a party in my stomach, get it jumping there. And the manager is kinda cute, do she come with this? Pull up to the drive-thru, I'm about to have my way. My shawty got the hot case, who needs a breakfast plate? Third time here, still coming back today. And this lady can make up her mind, then bitch, move out the way. And today been hella hot, I might get a shake. If the machine down, I might be crashing out the day. In the McFlurry, in a hurry, to cool off my face. I heard y'all got a secret sauce, don't get it out the safe. I ain't lying, Chef Pee-Pee doesn't rap cap. Need everything on the menu, where's the snack wraps? No me chicken in the bag, I feel backstab. Got it for the cheap off the app, got the last laugh. Bitch, I'm loving it, I'm loving it, I'm loving it. A quarter pounder down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's bostonitis on my tummy, it's been rumbling. And if it ain't Mickey D's menu, I can't stomach it. Bitch, I'm loving it, I'm loving it, I'm loving it. Quarter pounder down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's a party in my stomach, get it jumping there. And then the manager is kinda cute, do she come with us? Bitch, I need my 10-piece, hold on, get Swiss cheese. Bitch, I need my 10-piece, hold on, get Swiss cheese. Bitch, I need my 10-piece, hold on, get Swiss cheese. Need to ask to hurry, hit the horn like a symphony.
He does here, have a nice day.
Yeah, thank you, man, I'm gonna you as well.
Oh, hell no, what am I sweet or sour sauce? Oh, nah, we about to spin back. I got to slide this bitch.
Now, what you got to say about that? Silly ass, goofy ass, white ass, can't rap ass boy.
That was Paris, bro. I know. It was so gas. I don't know if we can compete. Hold on, we can compete. Right, let's just take off. Let's take off.
Chef Pee-Pee, that was Chef Doo-Doo.
Watch your mouth, boy.
All right, yeah, listen to our song, Chef Pee-Pee. It's definitely, it's up there.
All right, play that trash then.
Man, I want my Happy Meal, and they better not forget my toy.
Ooh, I love my toy. Don't forget them apple slices. Ooh. Oh, it's a problem if it's a girl toy, though.
Hell no.
I want a Happy Meal 4-piece chicken nugget. Grab a handful and put the fries in a bucket. Add a Dr. Pepper and a straw and I'll suck it. Go ahead and add a chocolate shake, man. Fuck it. I'll jump over your counter and go through your kitchen. Oops, I made a mess, man. Y'all a bunch of snitches. Hand me some napkins. I'll turn those rags to riches. Don't forget the toys since y'all a bunch of bitches.
Man, I need my nuggies. If I'm eating, please don't bug me. Junior needs an extra sauce. My bro might get one if he's lucky. Burger King can't compete, or the chicken from Kentucky. When I'm rich, I'ma swim in a McFlurry like a guppy. Make sure to get the apple pie with my Happy Meal. Don't forget my apple juice, cause this is a package deal. Don't mess up the order, man, I swear this the sixth time. Haters mad, cause my flow hotter than french fries.
I just want free Happy Meals for life. I just want free Happy Meals for life. I just want free Happy Meals.
meals for life. I just want free Happy Meals for life.
You actually tried, didn't it?
That was great. It was great. And Ronald McDonald's going to pick our song, and we're going to get to him first and tell him to pick ours. He's
no,
going to
pick
our song.
Michael,
so get out of
here. No, like the song a lot more.
Boy, I did it. Everyone wants some of Ronald's meat. But what are you doing, ye?
Okay, so me and Joseph sent you a song. Chef Pee sent you a trash song.
No, Chef Pee made a way better song.
No, his name's Chef Pee. It sounds like dick. Did you get our songs?
Yeah, I heard them.
And which one you like more? You like me and Joseph more? Yeah, Chef Pee's not good. Yeah, which one you like more?
You didn't win.
Woo! You silly ass, goofy ass, caretaker ass, old pale face ass little boy! You actually tried to compare to PP, the top 10 bar spitter ever, nigga? You can't compare to the peepers!
You didn't win either.
What?
Huh? Ah, silly ass, goofy ass, mustache having ass, Puerto Rican looking ass, not even French looking ass, shit, PP sound like penis looking ass, boy!
How the hell did I not win? So did I win?
Wait, Joseph, we were on the same song.
Well, obviously my boss was way better than yours.
What? Did Joseph win?
None of you won!
What? Goofy ass, basketball,
shirt,
ass, no pants,
ass.
Looking like a whole ugly ass.
Keep going. Kind of froze. What? So who won?
I did.
What?
Wait, that doesn't make any sense. How did you win?
Because I ended myself in my own competition.
Wait, that can't be fair. Yeah, how are you going to get free McDonald's for life? You already get free McDonald's for life.
I made the competition. I make the rules. Now shut your damn mouth and watch my music video. I'm the grease guy tripping on your mom's chin. Stuff a Big Mac in her throat. Let the loving begin. Got the fries in my veins. Got the sauce on my sack. McDonald's food so good. Make your arteries clap. Pull up to the drive-thru. She taking every nugget, better swallow in a hurry. I'm the clown with the combo, making dick girls friend. Get your girl sucking ketchup right off of my skin. Too much money, new accountant. I'm the true, so why you doubting? I've been stacking cheese, now my burger bigger than a mountain. She sucked me like sweet tea, now she wet just like a fountain. If Ronald take it, girl, I guarantee you will be pouting. Yeah, I'm flipping and petty, she grabbing my meat. She called me McDaddy while taking a seat. Got pie in her mouth, some sauce on her eyes. She suck on my nuggets while breaking my fries. I'm twisting her buns while she moans in the booth. She swallowing my combo, she knows the truth. I'm the red wing demon, the grease sensation. She loving my menu with no hesitation. Freeze that dripping from your mommy's chin. Stuff a Big Mac in your throat, let the loving begin. Got the fries in my pants, got the sauce on my sack. McDonald's food so good, it make your arteries clap. Yeah, I'm flipping patties while I'm capping every. She call me McDaddy when I whisper in her ear. Baby, take a bite of this hot apple pie. Then she deep throw the fry. It's too hot, she might cry. Quarter pounder on the dresser, play a fish on her back. She addicted to my meat, can't deny that Big Mac. I'm the fast food barrel, the cholesterol champ. Got your grandma in the booth with hot coffee on a lap. I'm the reason you peace, the clown of your dreams. Got your mom in the bathroom, licking up my whipped cream. She moaning in the store, yet she part of my scheme. Left her passed out on the tile in a greasy wet dream. I'm the grease guy dripping on your mama's chin. Stuff a Big Mac in a throat, let the loving begin. Got the fries in my pants, got the sauce in my sack. Donald's food so good, make your arteries clap. She said, Ronald, be gentle, bitch, don't be a hack. Now shut your fucking mouth and put the fries in the bag. She said, Ronald, be gentle, bitch, don't be a hack. Now put the fucking mouth and put the fries in the bag. So what do you think?
Nah, that shit's great, Elephant Dookie, nothing but trash. I know kindergartens that can write better verses than that.
Yeah, that's hot ass. That's ChatGPT ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's AI shit.
Mm-mm.
That's garbage. That's
right. Well, you can tell the difference.
Yeah, that's
still fucking, there, man.
That's ugly. That's I fucking, I'm upset. I'm fucking, what a waste of fucking time. That was hippo ass.
Sorry, I'm late. Ronald?
I swear I paid it! Oh, hey, Steve. Sorry, I thought you were the pimp I owed money to.
No, it's just me.
Okay, so what do you want?
Well, I just wanted to let you know the Minecraft movie's coming out this weekend.
Alright, and you're telling me this because you want to take me on a date to the Minecraft movie, is that right? You want to buy a large popcorn and stick your little Steve Pecker through it? That way when Ronald goes and grabs a bite of popcorn, instead he grabs a whole handful of Steve Dick? Is that right, Steve?
No, Ronald.
Because I'm down. I mean, as long as you threw it back. I'll get my bag of gummy worms, and I'll stick my gummy worm through it. And then, when you reach and grab a handful of gummy worms, instead you'll grab a handful of Ronald's gummy worm. It's gonna get weird, Steve. It's gonna get real weird.
No, Ronald, it's a kid's movie.
Okay, Pee-wee Herman! I didn't know we were doing it in the movie! You're a freak! I thought we were doing it afterwards in the car! Let's go.
No, Ronald. I just mean we should make a Minecraft Happy Meal.
You know what? I like that, Steve. I like that way better than the gay shit you were talking about earlier. Because our box is already shaped like the Minecraft block. It's genius, Steve. Let's do it.
Okay, well, that's the problem, Ronald. See, Minecraft wants to have an auction to see who gets the rights to use the Minecraft meal.
An auction? With who? Because I don't see anyone else that can do it right besides me, Steve.
Oh, there's Wendy's and the Burger King.
Wendy's? They're still in business? I thought they went under after the whole, the boob sponge meal thing. You remember that, Steve? Because I do. And Burger King? Burger King! They use rat ankles in the food, Steve! All the food is just mashed up deep-fried rat ankles!
Look, I know, Ronald, but I think they're still gonna want to have an auction.
All right, Steve. You convinced me. We're gonna have an auction. Let me pull out my checkbook. I don't have a checkbook, Steve! I only deal with cash!
Well, I think we're gonna win the auction.
Oh, we're gonna win, Steve. If everyone wants to see me whip it out on stage, I will. You want to see me whip it out, Steve?
Don't grab it.
I'm gonna show it. Oh, shit, it's fighting back. No, it's got me. It's got me, Steve. Oh, shit. You know what sucks, Steve? The fact that I gotta have bodybuilders to give me a hand job. Gotta call them up, and not even the girls. The guys, the big-ass dudes have to give me handy, Steve. I'm talking like Larry Wheels. It's not going. I'll have to show you some other time. I'll call up my bodybuilder buddy.
Okay, Ronald, let's just go to the auction.
Yeah, and then afterwards, I want to do that thing you wanted me to do for you.
Okay, let's just go.
So what I was thinking, because of our square burgers, it could be the Minecraft burger because of the square patties.
That is a good idea. I was thinking we could have a creeper whopper that's green, and we would have a creeper face on the bun.
Oh my god, that's genius.
What's up, pussies? Hey, when did you gain weight? When you see that? Been eating too many of your own damn frosties.
Span, Ronald, span.
Yeah. So, you guys ready to lose? Hey, may the best man win. Ooh, look at that, bro.
Ronald, you smell like piss.
Yeah, that's because I rubbed your food all over my body before I came here. Hey, Wendy. What you been up to? Hey, what number you get? 48? What the hell old you are? Hey, I just don't do it, though. Hey, what number you get? 71? That's how many customers you get in a year? I got 23. Oh, Michael Jordan never lost. Hey, when we get this auction started, I'm ready to paddle these bitches.
Hello and welcome to Who Gets to Make a Minecraft Movie Meal Auction. We'll start the bidding off at $100,000.
$115,000.
$120,000.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know we were bidding with our piggy banks. $2 million.
Ronald, that's not how bidding works.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I misspoke. $5 million.
Why would you outbid yourself?
Because I got it like that, sweetheart. But you know what? I'll drop out. As long as you show me your tits, and you show me your dick, too. You show me your tits, and you show me your dick, and I'll drop out and you guys can fight with your panties.
$10 million.
What, you got that? Are you dreaming? Are you asleep? Wake up, dreamy boy.
$20 million.
$20 million? Are you guys combining your annual net worth? I'll play along. $100 million.
I'm out.
I can't do that.
$100 million. Going once.
Call me daddy.
Can I speak to my client for one moment? Ronald, $100 million? What the hell are you thinking?
What's the big deal? I've got it.
But Ronald, if we spend $100 million on one meal, we're not going to make any money.
It's not about the money. This is a dick measuring contest. Or tits. This is a dick tit measuring contest. And she thought her tits were longer than my dick. So I had to pull out the tape measure. And I ran out of tape.
You know what? $110 million! Just because, what the hell?
$110 million! Sold to Ronald McDonald, who clearly doesn't know how auctions work.
Yes! Yes! Broke boy! Broke bitch! Broke bitch boy!
Ronald, you are a scoundrel and a ragamuffin.
Yeah, and what was your old saying when it used to be a wake up with the king? You should be canceled. That's sexual assault! No one consented to that! Yeah, yeah, right away! Ha ha, bitch! And what was your saying again? Where's the beep? It's right here, sweetheart. There's plenty of it. Plenty of it! Invite a friend!
There you go, Ronald. Your $100 million Happy Meal.
Oh, look at that. It's perfect. And it's even got a Minecraft smiley face and shit. I love it, Steve. The kids are gonna love this. You did a great job. I can hear it now. Them going up to their mothers and bitching. Mommy, Mommy, give me the Minecraft Happy Meal.
But, Ronald, in order to make any money off this, we're going to have to charge a ton for these.
I don't care, Steve. Charge like $100 or something.
Nobody's going to pay $100 for a Happy Meal.
Yes, they will. It's Minecraft. $200.
Ronald, look how shitty the toy is.
That's not shitty. That's Minecraft. $300.
Ronald, that's outrageous.
Okay, $400.
Ronald, that's the price of a PlayStation.
I don't give a shit, Steve. $500. Go sell my shit.
Okay, I'm going to go sell it because every time I speak, you raise the price.
$1,000.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
I'm going to cut down this tree.
Cody, what are you doing?
I'm playing Minecraft on my phone. Did you guys know you can play Minecraft on your phone now? It's crazy.
What? You're still playing Minecraft? That game's over 10 years old, Cody.
Yeah, dude. Get a life. Go touch some grass or something.
Okay, I'll touch grass in Minecraft. Touch.
You're so lame, Cody.
Well, Junior, what can I say? I like to mine. I like to craft. This is the best of both worlds. It's Minecraft. I'm crafted up.
All right, well, while you're playing that lame game, we're going to watch TV.
Yeah.
Breaking news, McKay! McDonald's is releasing a Minecraft Happy Meal, and it costs $1,000, causing major outrage because no one can afford it.
Holy fucking shit! A Minecraft Happy Meal, and a Minecraft movie, and I'm playing Minecraft on my phone? What kind of world are we living in? Life is great, I like it! You know what? We need three of those Happy Meals. Let's get Chef Pepperoni to hop in the old automobile and putt-putt up to McDonald's and grab three of them hoes. Four if he fucks with your boy.
You do know they're $1,000 a piece, right, Cody?
No, wait a minute. Are you sure it's not $10 and you guys just can't see decimal points?
It was $1,000, right, Joseph?
Hell yeah, expensive-ass Happy Meal, dude.
Oh, huff. Oh, huff. I am miffed. I'm irked, even. I'm Steve Urkel over here, because where do they get off charging $1,000 for a Minecraft Happy Meal? Well, actually, that's fair. It is a Minecraft Happy Meal. But still, I'm a kid. I'm never going to be able to afford that. That's outrageous. Just kidding! That's what would happen in the real world, but luckily this isn't the real world, so guys, we need $1,000.
Okay, well, there's no way for us to get $1,000.
Yeah, unless you want to sell a kidney.
That's a great idea. You know what? That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to sell a kidney.
Wait, you're not going to sell a kidney for a Happy Meal, Cody.
Call a doctor over here. I'll sell that shit right away.
Okay, I'll call a doctor. You're being serious.
I'm being serious. I'll sell it. I got two of them.
Just for a Happy Meal.
Just for this? It's a Minecraft Happy Meal. It's not just a Happy Meal.
His ass desperate, bro.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Yes, doctor, I'd like to donate a kidney. Oh, are you 18? I am not. Okay, well then you can't donate a kidney because you've got to be 18. Actually, you know what? I am 18. Well, you just said you weren't 18. Yeah, I lied, because sometimes I just like to lie for fun. Oh, cool, me too. Why do you want to donate a kidney so bad? Oh, you know, I just need the money. Oh, yeah, I feel you. In this economy, I'd donate both if I wouldn't die. Actually, you know what? This reminds me of a kid I knew in high school who donated a kidney. Let me tell you about him. So back in high school, there was this kid named Really Wants to Donate One of His Kidneys, Dan. That was his real name. I'm not shitting you. And he really wanted to donate one of his kidneys. He would walk around the halls asking everybody if they needed a kidney. He would even ask the teachers. Every single day, all year long, he would ask everyone if they needed a kidney. He would fall to his knees in the cafeteria and scream, "Get this fucking kidney out of me!" So then, one day, this girl named Really Needs a Kidney Transplant, Riley, transferred to our school, and she really needed a kidney transplant, so it was the best day ever for Dan. But then, it turned out Dan and Riley weren't a match, so they couldn't do the transplant, and Riley died. But then, Dan ended up giving one of his kidneys to our English teacher, Miss Can't Stop Drinking Alcohol Catherine. But then she died of liver failure. Wow, doctor, those people had some crazy names. Yeah, the town I grew up in really wanted everybody's name to be unique. No two people had the same name. Well, except for the two kids both named has the same name as the other kid, Tyler. But we didn't really know what else to call them, so their name made sense. But it did get really confusing. using during roll call. Well, I still want to donate a kidney. Okay, well, I can give you $25,000 per kidney, so that's $50,000 for your life, so that's how much that's worth. I think I'll just donate the one kidney. $25,000 gets me a lot of Happy Meals.
It gets you 25 of them.
Wait, what?
He wants to donate his kidney so he can get a $1,000 Happy Meal.
Yeah, it's the dumbest shit ever.
Wait, you want to donate a kidney for a Happy Meal? Well, not just any Happy Meal. It's a Minecraft Happy Meal. Oh, I'm not judging. I've seen people donate kidneys for some pretty crazy stuff. Like this one guy, he wanted to donate a kidney so he could afford the surgery to donate a kidney. I mean, it worked out for him. I just didn't understand it. Well, anyway, I'll go get the scalpel.
Okay, I'm gonna do it with my mouth so I feel like a shark that eats kidneys.
Is this gonna hurt?
Well, yeah, it's gonna hurt. I'm not using anesthesia.
Junior, can you hold my hand?
Ew, no, that's gay.
Okay, here I go.
Oh, fuck, Junior. Oh, fuck, that hurts so fucking bad. Oh, I regret every minute of this. I don't want to do this anymore. This is not worth a fucking Happy Meal. Fuck this. Fuck this.
There you go. All done.
Wait, that's my kidney?
Yep, that's it.
Wow, that was really quick and I didn't feel a thing.
Well, I've definitely heard that before. Here's your money.
Oh, thanks, Doctor. Wow, you're really good at that.
Yeah, I've definitely never heard that. But I have done a lot of kidney transplants. Actually, every time I do an operation on somebody, I just swap kidneys out with the patient. People think they're going in to get their tonsils removed, but nope. I just take their kidneys out and pop mine in there. I always get a fresh pair of kidneys. I swap them out like shoes or batteries. Anyway, let's just take that. Have fun!
Okay, guys, we got the money. It's Happy Meal time, bitches! Tick, 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 boom! That's right, I spent the thowie. Now this creeper's about to go kablowie.
Wait, Cody, where's our Happy Meal?
You guys really think I'm gonna spend my kidney money on you guys when you guys said the meal was lame?
I mean, it is lame, dude.
Well, that's why you don't get to eat it. You see how the other half lives. Ooh, let's see what a $1,000 chicken nugget tastes like. Oh my god. I feel like Mark Zuckerberg, or maybe Mark Cuban, or another very rich Mark. That is a normal McDonald's chicken nugget. But they didn't advertise how good the food was. No, it's all about the toy. That's all anybody cares about. It's just this. Yeah, look at, fuck yeah. Look at that. Fucking yeah, that's a llama, I think. Fuck yeah, I love that. That's so fucking cool. Yeah, I don't regret that at all. That's badass. Oh, my phone's ringing. Hello, you're interrupting a $1,000 meal. Oh, Cody, it's terrible. Mommy? Oh, Cody, I've just been diagnosed with kidney failure, and if I don't get a new kidney, I'm gonna die. Can Dad do it?
Hell nah, boy. You know I need my kidneys. I'm so sad. Because, Cody, you know black people and white people kidneys are totally different. Black people kidneys are 3 times as big and veinier.
It's true, Cody, and it's true about the kidneys, too. So I'm gonna need one of your kidneys. Oh, I actually can't spare a kidney right now. Cody, do you want your mother to die?
Yeah, give your mama a damn kidney, boy. You don't need yours.
Who was that, Cody?
Don't worry about it. Fuck yeah. Oh, that llama, though. Fuck, so fucking cool. You know, when my mom dies of kidney failure, I'm gonna look at that and just say, fuck yeah.
Thanks for staying the night last night, guys, but we woke up so late.
Yeah, we just got up. It's 3 p.m. The sun's gonna go down soon.
Yeah, dude, we had a long day yesterday playing football outside.
In the grass.
In the dirt, because that's all we have.
Yeah, we were swimming in the pool because it was like 90 degrees outside.
Yeah, no, sweating our balls off, dude.
Yeah, Florida's always just so hot, it's never cold here.
Yeah, the Sunshine State, they call it.
Oh, really?
No way.
Breaking news, McKay. There was a snowstorm that hit Florida last night. It grew to as big as 6 inches. At least that's what my maid said it felt like in her mouth. Now back to the snow. There was a lot of it, so go outside and have fun, because this probably won't happen for another 100 years.
No way! It's snowing outside?
Dude, it's impossible. We live in Florida. It can't snow.
It cannot snow in Florida. That has to be a lie. There has to be some type of fake news, some Donald Trump fake news type thing, because there's no way it's snowing in Florida.
Yeah, it can't happen, dude.
Yeah, it cannot happen. There's no way if we walked outside right now that there'd be snow.
Never.
Nope.
I mean, we could go look outside.
We could do that. We have free will. We could go check.
We do.
All right, let's put on some long sleeve shirts and some pants.
Uh-huh. Okay, you guys can do that if you want to, pussies. If it's snowing out there, I'm going out there shirtless.
No, you won't. Jinx, pig poke, you owe me a Coke.
Oh, shit. Now what happens?
Me Chinese, me play joke, me go pee-pee in your Coke.
Oh, no. Now you both owe each other peed in Cokes.
I'm hungry for
pretzels, bitch! Oh, got him! I said pretzels! He thought I was gonna say pizza, little bitch! Ha ha!
Okay, now what?
I don't know if he owes me a Coke anymore.
Yeah, I'm kind of lost.
I don't think so.
So let's go outside and see the snow.
Yeah, okay, let me take my shirt off.
You're not going to take your shirt off and go in the snow, Cody. You'd freeze to death.
People who freeze to death are pussies. Like all those people who freeze to death on Mount Everest. Bunch of pussies, all of you. Whenever I see cold, I look it in the face and I say, open wide. And then, boom, Cody juice.
Okay, well, I mean, if you get cold, let us know.
I'm not going to get cold.
Oh my god, guys, it's snowing! I can't believe it's snowing!
Dude, it's Florida! It's not supposed to happen!
Mother Nature got cream pied!
Snowed.
What?
You said it was snowing. Like, it's not actively snowing. It already snowed, past tense.
God, Cody, I hate you. You look cold.
I'm not cold. You guys are cold. I never said it was cold, you pussies.
Bro, you're the one shaking like a stripper.
I'm not shaking. I'm flexing from all my muscles.
Are you sure you're not cold?
No, I'm not cold.
Everyone throw snowballs at Cody!
Okay!
No, that's not fair.
Make a snowball, Justin.
Oh, I got one right here, dude.
Cream him.
I would love to get creamed, but not by snow.
Oh, you're asking for it, dude.
Ooh, that is so not cold. You know, when I dreamed of Junior hitting me in the face with white stuff, this is not what I had in mind.
Why do you gotta make everything gay, dude?
Yeah, I'm making more snowballs.
Yeah. All right, guys. No more snowballs.
Booked.
Ha ha, Cody.
Where'd he go, dude?
What, Cody, where are you?
Fucker's right here.
We can't understand you, Cody. You sound like you have a dick in your mouth.
I wish.
All right, guys. Let's build a snowman.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, he's done. Ice Cube the snowman.
Dude, he looks so sick. And he got that gat on him.
Mine's got that gat on him. Gat damn, look at that dumpy.
Cody, what is this?
This is Ronaldo the snowman. Just look at him. He's ready to pleasure some snow dudes. And look at his hog.
Cody.
Dude, I can't wait for the sun to melt yours.
Nothing can melt his rock hard abs or his rock hard nipples. Literally. Him and I have the same physique. I mean, I'm a little bit bigger than him down there, but still, I'm not here to brag. But, Junior.
That's what you get for making a stupid dumb gay snowman.
Oh, wow, Marvin, look, it's snowing.
Snowed.
What?
It's not actively snowing, it's snowed.
Oh.
Jeffy, the snowman, was missing a chromosome with a pencil in his nose and he's setting his diaper, so be good for goodness sake.
Jeffy, what is this?
Marvin, he made a snowman.
It's actually a snowtard. He would try to bite his ear if he had one.
But Jeffy, this is so stupid.
Marvin, look, he gave him a heart.
That's actually his pecker.
Jeffy, you are grounded.
For what?
Because we're making inappropriate stuff.
Marvin. Our HOA is gonna go nuts.
You get it, Daddy? Because he has testicles?
That's it. We're going inside right now.
Yeah, like a big nutsack.
Okay, guys, are you ready to go sledding?
Junior, this is a wagon.
Well, we don't have a sled. It's Florida. It never snows here.
And this is your neighbor's driveway, and that's just cold concrete down there. If we wipe out, we're gonna get a pretty bad road rash.
We're not gonna wipe out. It's not even that steep of a hill. Come on, everyone get in.
All right, let's go.
Someone needs to push, Junior.
Okay, fine. I'll push.
I'll push too, dude.
That means I'm the only one in here.
Shut up, Cody. Uh-oh.
That didn't go well. Owie. I'm okay, guys. Stop throwing fucking snowballs at me!
Ha ha, Cody!
Dude, we couldn't resist. It was fun.
Yeah, it's a little fun.
Guys, I think we should go inside.
What? Why? You're cold?
No, I'm not cold. Never cold. It's just, the sun's going down.
Hey, you hoodlums, stop making snowmen with big wieners and big asses in my yard. And stop sledding in my driveway.
Snowballs! Hit them!
That's it. I'm calling the police.
Hold on, the police. Run.
Fuck the police.
Hey there. Somebody call the cops?
I did, officer. Look what the hoodlums did to my yard.
Those look like snowmen.
Yeah, but that one over there's got a big dick.
Yes, he does.
And this one's got a gun.
What? Freeze. Drop that shit right now. I said drop it. I'll blow you the fuck away. Pussy.
You really sure that snowman?
Yeah. At the academy, they said I was the best at controlling my anger. So, you like my new red gun? We started painting them bright colors so whenever kids find them, they think it's a toy and they play with it.
That's pretty fucked up.
Nah, I'm just kidding. We actually gave these to the fire department so they could fight fires. We really wanted to put the fight and firefighter, but it's kind of pointless because you can't shoot fire.
Well, I want to press charges on those hoodlums.
For what?
Well, they assaulted me with snowballs and destruction of property because this is my snow. And I'm pretty sure that snowman over there is guilty of some form of molestation.
Okay, those are a lot of charges. Do you know where the kids live?
Yeah, right across the street.
Oh, I'm familiar. I'll talk to them.
Man, I hate the Hucker Dudes.
Dude, they suck.
Yeah, they're always trying to ruin our fun.
Right?
Do you have to poop, Cody? Go to take a shit.
No, dude. I'm okay.
Are you cold?
No.
Don't say it, dude.
never cold.
Oh, good choice. I thought he was going to say the N-word.
I thought he was going to say it too. He doesn't stop saying it. He always says it.
Crazy.
Cody, why are you blue? Are you cold?
Yeah, you look like if a Barney and a Smurf had a baby.
Yeah, you look like the lead singer of Eiffel 65 who made that blue song.
He's not blue. The song is just called that.
He is blue. He talks about having a blue Corvette and a blue house. Did you not listen up and hear his story? He's blue inside and outside.
I've heard the fucking song, dude. Here.
So are you him?
No!
What's wrong, Cody? You're scaring me.
I'm fine, guys. I'm fine.
You're shaking too much, dude.
Yeah.
Making me nervous.
I think you have to take a shit. Just go take one.
No, I don't have to take a shit. I'm fine. Just don't worry about it.
Do you like eating blueberries?
Yes, that's it. I like blueberries a lot. I eat too many.
Oh, he's like... There's someone at the door. Hold on. Oh. Hello?
Hey, your neighbor says you built some snowmen in his yard and one of them appears to have a penis?
Oh, yeah, my friend Cody made that one. He likes penis.
Oh, okay. Well, he also says you threw some snowballs at him?
Yeah, we threw three right at his face.
Right. You know, you don't have to admit any of this. You do have the right to remain silent, and anything you say or do can and will be used against you in a court of law. I learned that today, because apparently I was supposed to be saying that the whole time, and I haven't, so none of those arrests count. So now my boss is mad at me because I haven't been saying it, and a bunch of bad people got away with some really bad shit because I didn't say it. Like, this one guy, he had, like, this little girl, and, oh, it was awful. I'm not even gonna tell you all of it. Let's just say he's a monster. And now he's free, and he works at Popeye's, my favorite chicken restaurant. So every time I'm there, I have to see him, knowing what he did. But goddamn, their chicken is so good, I just can't stop eating there.
So he's free because you didn't say the sentence?
He's free because I didn't say that one little sentence, those few little words. Stupid. So anyway, I have to arrest you and your friend.
Well, arrest us? Why?
Well, your neighbor wants to press charges, so can you just show me your friend so I can tell them what I told you?
Yeah, we're over here.
Who is at the door?
You better not say Jigaboo, nigga.
Junior.
Oh, I thought he was going to say it.
Yeah, it was going to roll off his...
Always has racist stuff. Anyway, it was the cops. They're here to arrest us.
Hey, I'm here to arrest you.
Oh, the cops? Fuck that! Shoo!
I should've...
Like how he made a lightning McQueen.
That was pretty cool.
He went... Shoo!
He did. He was pretty fast. I would never be able to catch him.
Not with that noise. Anyway, Cody, he's here to arrest us for the dick thing.
Which one?
The one with the snowman outside.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, so he just got blue out of nowhere, officer. I don't know what happened.
Oh, what, did you listen to Eiffel 65 too much?
Yeah, see, that guy's blue inside and outside.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, but no, I don't think he's listening to any music, and I don't really know why else he'd be blue like this.
Huh, well, maybe I should put my doctor outfit on so I can diagnose this.
Yeah, do that.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Oh, wait, I was already here.
So, doctor, why is he blue?
Well, I don't know. Did he eat anything today? Like, did he steal candy from Willy Wonka like Violet Beauregard and turn into a big blue bitch?
Oh, God, he's going to say the N-word.
No, kid, you really shouldn't say that. Like, I know it's just us here and I'm cool, but you definitely should not say that word.
No, he didn't eat anything. He didn't eat any candy from Willy Wonka because I don't think Willy Wonka's real.
Oh, you know who did eat those candies? My ex-wife. Yeah, she must have had like five of them. Just a big old roly-poly bitch. Big hot air balloon built bitch. She was really fat, you guys.
Okay, so he did go outside with his shirt off.
Well, yeah, because I'm not a
he's going to say Peppa Pig.
Pussy. Well, that might explain it. He might have frostbite.
What? You can get sick from being bit by a snowman?
No. Frostbite's when you're outside in the cold for too long and your body turns all blue and fucked up. Like, look at his fingers. We're gonna have to amputate those.
He's gonna say Asians love rice and homework.
Amputate?
Oh.
Yeah, we're gonna have to cut off every part of your body that has frostbite on it.
Okay, I guess start cutting it off.
And done! I cut off every part of his body that had frostbite on it.
You cut off so much stuff.
Yeah, well, his eyes were the only thing without frostbite.
So he's dead.
Yeah. But hey, at least he's not a pussy, huh? I wonder. Hey, Marvin.
What's wrong with you?
The Super Bowl. It sucks this year. Oh, the Chiefs are going again. Ugh, big whoop, of course.
Yeah, it's lame.
You know, it's all Taylor Swift's fault. She's dating that Chiefs player, so no girls think they can watch football. They don't understand the rules.
Yay, sports!
Baby, what are you wearing?
A bunch of football gear.
But none of those teams are in the Super Bowl.
Oh. Well, is Joe Burrow playing? He's so hot.
No, but his house got robbed.
Uh-oh, did the Steelers do it?
Okay, that's pretty good. Maybe girls can watch football.
You don't have any Eagles or Chiefs stuff?
Who are they?
The teams that are in the Super Bowl.
Oh, the Kentucky
Chiefs!
No, no, we don't want them to win. We want the Eagles to win, which is not going to happen because of Taylor Swift. The Chiefs are just going to keep winning. They're probably going to get a 3-peat and even a 10-peat.
Who's Pete and why are there so many of him?
Okay, you can't watch football.
I would do anything for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they're not going to. I actually bet my house that the Chiefs are going to win.
Really?
Yeah, I bet my house, my car, my kidneys, everything because it's going to happen.
I should bet all my stuff, too, because the Chiefs are guaranteed going to win.
Yeah, they are.
You want some Doritos?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Well, no, I put them in the bowl.
Yeah, but the air touched those. These are fresher.
Air has touched those.
Yeah, but not the ones on the bottom.
Ooh, the commercial is starting.
There once was a man that was so hungry, he ate out of a dumpster. He ate an old Dorito and turned into Dorito Man.
Dorito Man! Dorito Man, help me!
You look like you need some Doritos. What flavor would you like? Nacho cheese or Cool Ranch?
I don't need Doritos! I need you to untie me!
I don't do that. I just give people Doritos. Here's some nacho cheese.
No, seriously, you're right there! Just untie me!
No can do. I have Doritos to give away.
Stop playing around! Please help me! Dorito Man!
Give me all the money or I'm killing everyone in the bank!
Okay, please don't kill us!
Stop right there.
Dorito Man, don't come any closer or I'm killing a hostage.
I don't care. Here, have some Doritos.
Cool Ranch? My favorite! Bitch, did you pull the silent alarm?
I'm sorry!
Die!
Let me know if the paramedics need some Doritos.
Will do.
Freeze! Drop the gun! Get on the ground!
I'm not going down without a bloodbath! Die!
Be like Dorito Man. See something, say nothing. Eat Doritos.
That commercial was good.
You know, don't you think it's weird that we were talking about Doritos and we got a Doritos commercial? I swear, our phones and our TVs are spying on us. You know, one day I'm going to be Amish.
You don't want to be full Am?
Fuck you.
Oh, there's someone at the door. Who would be knocking at the door during the Super Bowl?
I mean, pizza delivery people, probably.
Yeah, I'll go get it. Hello?
What? Tom Brady?
Yeah, let me in. I don't have much time.
Okay, come on in. Guys, Tom Brady was at the door.
Tom Brady? Tom, can I please suck your forehead?
Make it quick.
Oh, he comes every year.
Yeah, and I need your help again. That goddamn sucking Kermit the Frog looking bitch Patrick Mahomes is gonna three-peat. I didn't even do that.
Well, you went to 3 straight Super Bowls.
Yeah, but I lost one.
Well, he'll only have 4 rings. You'll still have 7.
People don't care about that. All people are gonna say is, Patrick Mahomes three-peated. Tom Brady didn't do that. Tom Brady's a bum. That's why his wife left him for a jiu-jitsu instructor and got pregnant. That's what they're gonna say.
Well, listen, everything's gonna be fine, and aren't you commentating the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's why I gotta hurry up and get back. But listen, I need you to kidnap Patrick Mahomes.
What, kidnap Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, so he can't play in the Super Bowl and the Chiefs lose.
Wait, so you're saying he is the reason why they're winning all their games?
No, but I can't kidnap Taylor Swift now, can I?
Wait, she's playing?
Fuck you.
Okay, how are we supposed to kidnap Patrick Mahomes?
Well, I don't know. Call him up pretending to be a referee and tell him he owes you a check or something.
Okay, but how do I get his number?
Well, I don't know. Fake your number. I don't know. I just gotta hurry up and get back, okay? Figure it out.
Okay. Wait, is that Tom Brady in a Super Bowl commercial?
Hey there, it's me, 7-time Super Bowl champion and still better than Patrick Mahomes even if he wins today, Tom Brady. You know, I like to start every day with a sun kiss. And then when I get out of the shower, I have another sun kiss. And when I get done shaving my balls, I have a sun kiss. As a matter of fact, after every one of my Super Bowl wins, I celebrated with multiple sun kisses. I also really like this soda. It's called, Sun Kissed. It's orange flavored, but it's still not better than the taste of my son's kisses, so if you want to know what my son's kisses taste like, just smell my breath, because he gives me an open mouth kiss when I'm getting a massage, because he wants the Wi-Fi password, because we have a rule in my house, one kiss gets you 5 minutes of Wi-Fi time, so you should go out and buy this soda, Sun Kissed. Now I'm gonna go kiss my son.
I prefer Fanta. Do you wanna Fanta? Do you wanna
Hey, Marvin,
Fanta?
I found Patrick Mahomes' phone number.
What? How'd you find it?
Well, I got a friend that's a referee, and apparently you text him all the time.
Oh, okay, give me the number, I'll call him with a block number. Okay, it's ringing.
Hello, who's this?
Is this Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, and I'm about to play in the Super Bowl right now, so I'm kind of busy.
Well, this is the head referee of the Super Bowl tonight.
Oh, looking for your paycheck, huh?
Yeah, we really need that paycheck.
All right, I'll send my guys right over.
Oh, no, the commissioner wants you to hand it to me personally to make sure it clears.
Can Taylor Swift do it?
Taylor Swift!
No, Taylor Swift can't bring it. It has to be you.
Oh, what about Travis Kelce?
Nope, no Travis. Gotta be you.
What about Andy Reid?
No Andy Reid.
Are you sure no Andy Reid?
No Andy Reid.
Okay, what about Reid Andy?
No, that's Andy Reid still. No, it has to be you.
What about my gay brother?
No, it has to be you, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, fine. I'm on my way over. Drop the addy.
Okay, I'll send the address. Okay, he said he's actually coming.
Okay, cool. Oh, look, a Super Bowl commercial.
Jesus, what a brutal crime scene. Were there any fingerprints on the victim?
No, sir, just gum.
Gum?
Yeah, that's right. The killer left gum all over. There was gum in her hair, gum in her mouth, gum in her clothes, gum on her feet, just gum all over her body. The killer gummed all over the place.
My God, I've never seen a more graphic crime. What was the cause of death?
Well, she swallowed a lot of gum, sir, but I did manage to get a sample.
And what did it trace back to?
Double Bubble.
Oh, that's some pretty good gum. I wish I was the victim. Double Bubble. It's worth dying for. Just don't swallow.
Hey, you were in that commercial.
Yeah, Double Bubble rented out our police station for that one. I thought it was pretty good.
But how were you there and here at the same time?
They shot it like a month ago.
Oh. There's someone at the door. That must be Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, we gotta kidnap him.
All right, can you come with me so you can, like, help me kidnap him?
Yeah, sure. I'll hit him in the head with his bottle.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey there. It's me, Patrick Mahomes. I got your check. You know what that smells like? It smells like a three-peat. Maybe a four-peat?
You don't want to win fair.
Nah, the Taylor Swift fans love this. I was thinking maybe we go down by 30 points by the third quarter, and then in the fourth quarter we come back and win. They're going to eat that shit up.
Marvin, please let me hit him.
Wait a minute. Something smells weird here. Are you guys Eagles fans?
Grab him, Marvin.
Help me, Andy Reid. Andy Reid, help.
Marvin, what are you doing?
We're kidnapping Patrick Mahomes until the Chiefs lose the Super Bowl.
Hey, what are you doing with my arms tied up? I can't throw a football with my arms tied. Wait, or maybe I can. Hey, put a football between my legs and see if I can throw it.
Shut up.
We're not going to release you until after the Super Bowl's over.
You really want my backup quarterback, Carson Wentz, playing instead of me? Wait, that's a great idea. Carson Wentz used to play for the Eagles. He knows all their plays.
Oh, goddammit, Marvin.
Man, a comeback story of the century. Carson Wentz used to be an Eagle player, and he's going to beat his old team. And I still get a ring. The Swifties are going to love this.
Marvin, make him stop.
Hey, rip up that check. I'm going to pay you double.
Oh, my God. Shut up. We're going to beat you up. Oh. There's a commercial on.
Oh?
Is something wrong?
This popcorn's too small.
Oh, well, what size would you prefer?
Extra large.
Oh, well, I got something that's pretty large.
What? Oh, my God! Wow, you should pull it out.
Well, I'm not really supposed to. We could get kicked out.
No, it's fine. No one's looking.
Okay, you say so.
Oh, my God!
Snuck some Pringles in.
Oh, my God, I need some.
Yeah, of course you do. They're bursting with flavor. Let me get you one. Fuck.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just got my hand stuck in the can.
Oh, do you need help?
No, I'm good. I don't want to draw attention to us because we're going to get kicked.
Pringles. Our can design fucking sucks.
Okay, I'm starting to freak out a little bit.
Oh, here. Let me help.
No. I got it. Just fucking, why do they fucking make the cans like this?
Jesus.
Fuck.
You're crushing the Pringles!
God damn it! Fuck you, Pringles!
Wow, a wiener the size of a Pringles can? That's a really big wiener. You know, Andy Reid has a really big wiener. I've seen it.
Shut up!
Hey, if you guys don't let me go, I'm gonna do my Andy Reid call to get him over here to save me.
Andy Reid call.
Andy Reid! Andy Reid! Andy Reid! Andy Reid!
Marvin, I'm
gonna
fucking kill him.
Andy Reid, you came to save me. Let's get out of here, Mr. Reid.
Marvin, I don't even care if we let Tom Brady down. I'm just glad he's gone.
Yeah. Oh, another commercial.
Hey, everybody. It's me, America's sweetheart, P. Diddy, coming to you live and direct from Cell A for Asshole. Yeah, I know you're enjoying the Super Bowl right now, but I'm about to bend my cellmate over this toilet bowl and make him take that. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
So bend it over. Usually it takes a lot of spit, but not anymore. Thanks to this Johnson & Johnson baby oil, anything is possible.
It makes it easier.
Yeah. When I put a little Johnson & Johnson on my Johnson and put it in the hole behind his Johnson, oh, yeah, anything is possible. Ain't that right, Johnson?
Yeah.
His name's Johnson, by the way. See, Johnson, he likes it when I put this Johnson & Johnson on his Johnson and we sort of fight our Johnsons together.
So you're not putting it in my ass?
Oh, I am. I always am. Why is that a question? Look. Make sure you get your supply. Buy it right now. Wait, I forgot. I bought it all already. It's sold out. So the only way you can get some is if you come to my cell and let me take that ass.
Hey, you get a camera in here. Turn that shit off.
Nah, give me that ass. Give me that ass.
No ass taking.
Give me that booty.
Stop it.
Oh, wow. They still aired that? I thought we deleted the footage.
Wait, that was filmed in the jail cell?
Yeah, Diddy's a monster.
Well, guys, let's sit back and watch this rigged Super Bowl.
Andy Reid. Andy Reid. It's stuck in my head like a song. Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
What about you, Cody? Anything? Hmm?
No, I'm good. Do our Porky Pig impressions, guys?
Yeah, do yours.
That's all, folks.
I coughed. Cody, I see you're wearing socks. Are you keeping your piggies warm?
What? My piggies?
Never mind. Never.
Wait, I mean,
sorry I brought it up.
You're not wearing socks? You're worried about your piggies getting cold?
No.
No, it's summer.
Yeah, we don't need to warm up our piggies. It's not wintertime.
Weirdo. Okay, I'm the weirdo.
You guys want to play Truth or Dare?
Oh, heck yeah, dude. We haven't played Truth or Dare in forever.
You want to play Truth or Dare, Cody?
Wait, what's today?
Sunday?
Oh, no, guys. It's Sunday.
Yes, it is.
I forgot something. Wait, what's the date?
July 6th.
Oh, shit. It's the Truth or Dare monster's birthday today.
Oh, no way, dude.
The Truth or Dare monster doesn't exist.
Yes, he does, Junior. And if you say his name three times on his birthday, he appears and makes you trade... play. He kills you if you don't play Truth or Dare. I'm so scared I can't even talk.
It is scary, bro.
Okay, well, we've only said his name twice. As long as we don't say monster after we say that word, then we're good.
Yeah, you're right. Let's just play Truth or Dare. Monster!
Huh? What?
But I saw your picture of Jared Fogle.
Wait, who? Oh, dude, this is Josh Gad.
What? No, that's Jared Fogle.
Wait, who's Josh Gad?
The dude, the voice of Olaf from Frozen.
Oh, he voiced the snowman!
Yeah, do you want to be the snowman?
Oh, you grabbed inside a picture of himself?
Yeah, dude, I ran into him. It was so sick. I printed out a picture off of Google when I saw him, and I was like, oh, I gotta get this autograph. And I waved him down, and he totally signed it.
Wait, hold on. No, that's not Josh Gad. This is Josh Gad.
Huh.
That's the same person, Cody.
Yeah, dude, it's the same damn person.
No, that's Jared Fogle.